Blog Talk Radio.
Is April 7th, and does everyone know what happened on April 7th and April 8th on Dental Hospital 2 years ago? I can tell you, me, I remembered exactly what happened. You know, the liaison engagement, and it was like one of the best things on Dental Hospital that I've ever saw, even though we didn't, get the wedding meal reveal, you guys. We will get liaison back. I'm going to bring on Bridget in a moment. Terry will be here shortly, too. But I'm going to bring on Bridget first. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Terry doesn't have class tonight, but she might be in here a little late. But, okay, you know, you're right. DD is the evil.
It's a cesspool of ignorant J-tankers that have no clue what they're talking about.
Well, I got
it.
Well,
the stupidest side. There have been some good liaison spoilers that hopefully will come back, but I don't take any stock in what DD has to put out there.
Good. You know what? Yeah, and you know what? Because DD said a couple months ago that Jason was going to yell Liz on their biggest scene, you know, when they had that scene a month ago or a month and a half ago. That never happened. So I know, everyone, I know you guys should not ever, ever, ever go in there unless you want your heart to palpitate and to go in places you don't want to go, because it is, I was furious. I was so furious with it.
Well, they're just a bunch of handholders that have no clue what's going on. Not everybody's going to know what's going on. Things change so quickly. People.
Yeah, and it's funny because Zaysam doesn't have a media net picture this week.
No, and their scenes the last few days have been so damn dull. It's just a matter of time.
Okay, we have another caller on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Sully, right? Oh, gosh.
How you doing?
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, we were just talking about what kind of inspired today. People were reading DD, was it the Devil's Den? Why was it?
No, it's Daytime Dish, but everybody calls it Devil's Den. Hey, Shirley. They call it Devil's Den because 99.9% of the crap that comes on there doesn't even come to light. And it's a bunch of J-Tank supporters that handhold each other and talk crap about Liz's character and everything else. It's, you got to take that site with a huge truckload of salt.
Well, it was funny because I had J-Sam following me on Twitter with, come on, you guys, it's kind of surprising because, you know, I don't say the best things about Sam. Heck, I don't even say nice things about. And so we just got into it today when she said, oh, yeah, Jason and Sam are going to get married and have a baby. I'm thinking. You know, and like I was saying at the top of the show, today I didn't know why I was feeling kind of weird, but not weird, but I kept thinking, why does April 7th mean something? I kept, in my mind, I knew it meant something. And then today on Twitter, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was an engagement. It was the best engagement in daytime. Yeah, it could have been more romantic.
And the briefest one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very brief.
Yeah, and Dallas in the room, I love you, Dallas, says she cannot... Sam cannot have kids, but are they, you know, forgetting that? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what was I? Oh, is Ryan all good this week? Because I haven't.
Oh, yes. Yep, Sheila is back. It's Sheila that has those
kids. Right. Yeah. I was right. Remember
how
a couple of months?
How many times does Sheila have to die?
I
don't get it.
Yep.
Wasn't the last time she looked like Phyllis? She was. It was a Phyllis lookalike, right?
I wonder if she looks like.
And but then didn't Lauren shoot her? Lauren shoot her?
Yep.
And wasn't she pronounced dead?
Or didn't Phyllis shoot her? I couldn't remember if Lauren or Phyllis shot her.
Oh, was it Phyllis who shot her?
Because she was trying to take Phyllis's, or Lauren's baby.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And I couldn't remember if Phyllis is the one who shot and killed her, or it was Lauren. I can't remember. I'll have to go back on my...
I thought it was Lauren because
it could have been.
Yeah, me
because,
too.
You know, I think it was Lauren because they showed both Phyllis and Sheila, although it was both, you know.
That's right. You're right.
And I was thinking, I hope she shot the right one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's right, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, for the longest time, I said, I don't think that's really Phyllis. I think that's really Sheila, but apparently I guess it was Phyllis. But however, I said, oh, not again. Although they haven't showed her face now. You know, they haven't showed her face. Sheila, that is.
No.
That means maybe
Lauren.
Is this going to be the shocker?
I think they changed her face to look like Lauren, I bet you.
What I thought. I said, but then
she sounds like Lauren, too.
Right, but then why would they do that when they already have Patty and the doctor to look alike? How many lookalikes are they going to go with?
I don't know.
I think that would be sort of lame to me now.
Well, I think Patty's time is coming up real soon because
she's freaking out. Freaking out. She's freaking out big time.
Okay, so Patty... was married to Zach, right?
Yeah,
and
long time ago.
This is like 20 years, right, you guys? Because
they were kids when they were younger.
Okay.
And
but
then she went and shot Jack.
She's
the one who shot Jack the first time. And that's when she went into the loony bin the first time.
I
and then Victor brought her back, changed her face to look like Emily's.
Right.
And then all the craziness started, and now this is going on.
Mm-hmm. So you see, Victor started all this crap.
Yep.
It was because
Victor started it the second
time. Then they had that the whole rollerball effect, you know.
Yep.
And they had Crazy Patty back, and so if Victor hadn't, you know, done that, you know, but.
Dallas, I did send her invite, but, you know, she was asking about where that girl Elizabeth fan is, and I did send her an invite, and, yeah, I was just wondering on that, because it's good, but, see, I think the reason why they haven't sold Sheila's face is that they could not get Kimberly Brown for the money she wanted.
Yeah, but I
Kimberly
I think
Brown. Who's Kimberly? Now, she
the
actress.
She was the original.
She was the original Sheila.
She's the original Sheila.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was on Bird and the Beautiful, too, for a while, because one of Eric's first two kids, I believe Eric and Sheila have a kid together, poor kid. But, yeah, because she was on Bird and the Beautiful, too. And so did Lauren. Lauren was on Bird and the Beautiful. Okay. Okay.
But what's really weird is Sheila never made the distinction to know Tom and had Tom's kids either. So that's kind of funky, too.
Oh,
because she should have known that the first time around when they did all this, that she had kids and was around Tom. So now all of a sudden she's got twins and was fooling around with Tom, terrible Tom. So that's kind of funky there on why that didn't come out till now.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I haven't watched Dates today, Bridge, but yesterday, oh my God.
Oh, today?
You know, I'm going to be happy.
Oh, Stefano nailed EJ to the wall today.
Yeah,
He slammed him good. He told
good.
Him he knows everything. I don't think everything.
I just want Sammy to find out. I guess they're going to drag that out now.
Oh, yeah, because Stefano's going to call the shots.
He's going to be blackmailing him if he don't do what he says, and he's going to tell Sammy.
Poor Will.
Sammy is such an idiot now.
I know. Will's flat out telling her that.
No, I'm telling you, although he... No, you don't disc mommy. You don't disc mommy.
No.
Well, you know, he was
mother. But although everything he said was right
true.
On.
True.
Yep.
You know.
Wait. Is Will going to move into the demand mansion with
I
Kate?
Think so.
Yeah.
But that could be a good thing because Will will listen and he will hear things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and Lucas is supposed to come back for Alice's funeral because
That's why Bo left today. Kimberly has leukemia.
I was going to ask you guys what is going on there.
He was just heading out to go give her his stem cell.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's why he left now.
You guys.
Contract.
You guys, he can't do that.
Why?
Because remember, last year, Cersei saved his life with whatever. Remember, last year, he got very close to dying. Last year, a year and a half ago, and Cersei saved his life. Please, someone... Tell me I'm not going crazy because...
No, Daniel told him
everything's fine.
That,
yep,
right.
So he could
Daniel
do that. But
mm-hmm.
That's why, because Steven or Rickle is leaving anyway because he's over his episode, so that's why he's leaving now.
Right, that's why he has
yep.
to leave. It's kind of crazy, but whatever.
Yep.
Let me ask you something, Bridget. Now, I've been... trying to check out Carly and Daniel. Now, I said, I hope they don't attempt to go there. Now that Bo's out of town for a while. I mean, I mean,
yeah.
You know, to me, you know, and I see these little moments. I don't see any love, but I said, but I don't know. I hope nothing starts to grow there.
I don't know.
I like Daniel. I like Daniel and Chloe.
Yeah.
I said, what is with Carly? And she gets
Chloe's gonna mess it up because she's listening to Victor. And she's gonna pull some stupid stunt, and that's gonna keep her an angel.
Right.
Yeah, because he's getting closer to Melanie, and with an extension, Carly, because she's the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and with her life in danger, he's gonna be even more into her life since Bo's gone.
Yeah, because I was thinking that. I said, oh come on, Carly, not Bo and Daniel. Oh,
yeah, I think there'll be a little gap, but I said hope's not out. Hope's not out.
And you know, I think the reconnects and Bo and Hope will be at Alice's funeral. Something is just telling me that's when they will really start to talk again and get back together. I could be wrong, but I thought maybe that's when they would get back together.
Their daughter is so stinking cute. She is so precious. That
you know, yes, she is.
She's gorgeous. Gosh. And she looks a spitting image of Hope with her hair and everything.
Sierra, right?
Sierra? Yeah, Sierra. She's a
gorgeous little girl.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, you're not related to Victor, right?
No.
Okay. Cause
no, he's kind of like a adopted son type of thing. He's friends with Daniel's family.
Okay, yeah. Because I'm thinking, okay, that's what Bo needs, another brother to come out.
Daniel is the godson, right?
Yep, godson of Victor, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And why would the parents have Victor as a godfather? Okay. Elizabeth Van. Is Sierra annoying like Molly on the Eights?
No.
Sierra is not annoying at all.
She barely has anything to say, but she's
right.
So cute.
Yeah, she is a cutie.
Well, I liked it when she did something that I think Carly dressed. Oh, something. She won something. And, I mean, I like the little actress. I mean, so Caroline is going to be off screen for a while, too,
yeah,
right?
She's with Kimberly, too. Yeah, she's already there in L.A. with Kimberly. And that's where Bo was at. Yep.
Well, and Kimberly is coming back, I guess, for Alice's funeral.
Yep.
And so is Shane. Shane is supposed to be on for like a stunt or whatever they call that. He's supposed to be back on. And I was thinking, okay, Kimberly, Shane is coming back, Melissa's coming back, Zenith is coming back. And I thought, isn't it weird that Kayla and Steve are not coming back for this too?
I don't know, being he's on YNR, I don't know if they would let him do that.
Oh, well, because this rumor is going around, and it's just a rumor that Zach used to play someone on AMC. And
yeah, it was Zach and Kendall. So am I Zach and Kendall?
Jack. Jennifer and
Jack. Oh,
yeah.
Peter Bergman.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He was on AMC for years.
He said, like, you know, James, you know, Palmer that died, was always there for his kids' birth and their kids' wedding and his wedding. And, you know, he would like to go back. I'm thinking, that would be...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is funny, okay. Terry's finally calling in.
Hello?
Hello.
I am so sorry. I got my computer back, my laptop. I couldn't get onto the internet, so I had to call them. I had to call Fios, the Verizon Fios, and help me connect to the internet because I got this new, because the guy that had fixed my computer today got me onto the Windows 7, I guess it's the new thing, And then he said, I don't have Windows Vista, and I tried to connect to the internet, but it wasn't connecting. And I was pissing me off. I mean, you know, so that's why it took a while to call in. So I just got off the phone.
Sounds like a lot of drama to me, too.
I've been having problems with my laptop since, like, Sunday. Since my earthquake experience, you know, on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, blame it on the earthquake. Okay.
Let's blame everything on the earthquake. Glad I know. But it's been raining here all day like crazy, and you know, I'm just waiting for summer weather. I'm just waiting for the nice 80 degree days, and but surely in Florida in the summer it probably gets really, really hot, huh?
Oh, it's hot, baby. It was 80 some odd degrees today, and I sort of waited. I was doing stuff in the house, and I said, well, I'm going to go and take my exercise, you know, so I go for my little walks and stuff. And, I mean, I was the only fool out there. There was nobody by the pool. And I'm walking around. I said, why are you out here, Shirley? Then I walked up the road, and I turned around to the diner, and there wasn't anybody there. I said, what is wrong with this picture? It's me. Get your ass back in there, because it was hot. Because even when it's 80 degrees here in Florida, the sun is so intense that it feels warmer. You know what I'm saying? So it is warm. So it's supposed to cool down, and I guess by the weekend we're supposed to be getting back to the 70s or something like that, because it is too hot.
My computer is so dusty, my desktop, man.
Well, dust it off, man.
No,
because I had to go back in. I had to go get the Ethernet because he was telling me I need to get the Ethernet cord and plug it into my laptop. And I'm going back in my computer, and I'm like, have dust all in my face.
Ryan Allen's going to be good to us, and
yeah.
Dave seemed like good
mm-hmm.
to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Everything is better than GH.
Well, Terry, do you want to add anything?
I don't know. What have we been discussing?
Days and Y&R and...
Yeah, I said about the whole DD thing because I'm still...
Yeah. On Days of Our Lives, I can't stand Carly and Bo together. I mean, I like Carly, and I was a big Bo and Carly fan back in the day when we thought Hope was dead. But I'm not liking this storyline now.
I don't think they're going to last very long, though.
I know. And I think he got called in yesterday. He got called by... Sorry. He got called by his mom. I guess something happened to Kayla or Kimberly or something.
Kimberly has
leukemia. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And so
yeah.
Bo is flying out to give her some stem cells.
But really, Kel, is this a backstory? Because I had to figure out how to get Peel Buckle off camera.
Oh, now I'm in chat room
now. Not yet. You know what just dawned on me? Okay. If Peel Buckle looks so much that you, okay. That two-timing little tramp, Sam, has been looking a lot bad, more than probably Pio Weckl. Okay, soon she'd be first off the screen to give us all a break.
Well, I don't think they do it the same way as that other, because it's a different, it's not a different affiliate, or different. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they may do their soap differently than GH.
Oh, okay, because I thought this was like
but I
soap
agree.
Off.
She should be off the screen more.
Yeah.
The last few days listening to her whine and cry and moan, it was enough.
Oh, geez.
This blog talk is pissing me off. I'm signed in. I'm signed
okay.
to Paul Thing, but it's not letting me go and chat. I'm a guest on chat. And I'm signed in. I'm guess 8654, and I'm signed into the whole thing.
Oh, we see you now.
I am in there.
But honey, remember when You're a guest. You cannot talk in this album.
I know. I don't get it. I'm logged into the whole blog talk. I thought.
Well, we see you.
Oh, you see me?
Yeah.
Love liaison. You see love liaison
no,
in
no, we see your guest 8654.
I know. I don't get it. Why that? I'm in. I'm logged into everything, but I'm not. I'm in as a guest. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to sign out again and do it all over again. Shoot.
I just thought it was weird for that to be, you know, I mean, it's a very good story to do, but I just thought, wow, I wonder how long he has to be gone for. Does anyone know?
For at least a month, I think. Is it a month, Bridget?
Why?
I can't remember how many, because they won't pay him overtime. Only have so many hours or whatever, and then if they go over, they don't pay him overtime, so they let it take
him off. Then he has to be off screen for certain.
However long he's overtime, overtime is,
mm-hmm.
that's how long he's
mm-hmm.
gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about General Hospital right now? Now Sam knows it wasn't Ethan Ethan that did it now.
You know what?
She's still an idiot.
Okay.
She's such an idiot. She's like, she thinks Jason run him over. Like, Jason would ever leave a man alongside of a road.
Oh, my God, yes.
Jason
think about it.
Over?
They write her so stupid. She's an idiot. And then she makes it out all about herself again when it's about Christina.
I know. It's all about. I'm so tired. She's probably stuck in the life out of this freaking show.
It's
I
know how to fight. It's all about Sam. It isn't anything about Christine. It's about Sam.
I know.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm also going to get hate mail after this show is over like I usually do.
Sam, I'm not afraid to admit it. I can't stand her character.
But when did the friggin' abuse of Sam come in? I don't buy that. They just wrote that out because, come on, Sam was never abused by anyone. She was too busy calling any men to be abused by them. Come on. Sorry. I just thought I would
point
out.
Well, if she wasn't stealing people's money and didn't get caught, she wouldn't have got her ass kicked then. I'm sorry, but she caused everything that she got.
Exactly.
And then you wonder why Christina lies, for one. Dad's a damn mob boss. Her mom's a control freak lawyer.
I know.
Her sister's a con artist lying hooker. Mm-hmm. And Molly will lie just for anybody if they just bat their eyes at her. I mean, hello, how can you not have a family of liars?
Is there any interesting storylines on General Hospital? No.
No.
Well, you know the cancer storyline looks.
Well, that hasn't started yet.
I mean,
from what I'm reading, she hasn't started yet. And then I was also reading where Liz, her character really hasn't changed. She's moaning and mooning over Lucky and Maxie, or has that happened yet?
No,
or she's going to be jealous or something.
I found out today that they are not doing Lucky and Liz. No more Lucky and Liz.
But didn't they say that before? And they seem to be trying to go back to it?
Well, this is the thing that I would, you know, they, you know, Arrow 2 is done, and I hope this is true because me personally, I don't like Arrow 2. You know, I don't really understand it.
Well, it's stupid. I mean, how many times? When are they going to kill it? I mean, they are dead in the water. So is Jassam. But they keep trying to push it down our throats. These two useless storylines. It's so dumb. I mean, it's. My God, why don't they use their energy on something positive? Why don't they give the fans something that the fans like for once?
Maybe the show
would be more entertaining, you know?
I know. This show is not even creative. They're not creative
they don't
anymore.
Care.
Oh, they ran out of ideas to even write for Jason and Sam. I mean, these rumors, I was talking to Carly about this the other night because she told me that there's rumors that Sam and Jason are going to get married. If he can't, they don't want Jason married anyway. They want him adventure guy. If he were to get married to anybody,
no.
He would be.
Hey, Bridget. Do you see what Elizabeth found most in the room about? Now, Bridget, you are not a fan of the Davis.
The Davis clan. I like Alexis when she's not being a control freak.
Yeah.
She's funny, but when it comes to, she's going to tell Diane first before she tells Sam that she ran over Kiefer.
Yeah.
And idiot. And then she tells Mac, which Mac's an idiot and lets her go free. I mean, no wonder that we think the PCPD is a bunch of idiots.
They are.
And then they make Ethan for the accident he hit Maya. And I don't know why Ethan didn't just tell Lucky that he hit Maya in the first place, which is stupid. And then they made it think that he hit a person because Max said forensic said he hit a person with his car. Now, it just boggles the mind what these people write and think of.
Well, yeah. And
I don't like Molly because Molly is a JK pimper. She's all in this love is beautiful books and all this crap. And her head's in the clouds. Christina, she's messed up because she's Sonny's daughter and Lexus's daughter. I mean, they've screwed that poor kid up.
But in a way, Christina's messed up because remember everyone sees Rick's kid. So I'm surprised she's not more messed up.
Well, because Rick's not around, that's why.
Oh yeah.
But his brother is. He can mess up anything with.
Wait a second, Molly is. Wait a minute. Christina is Rick's kid. Molly is Rick's kid.
Molly's
right?
Rick. Yes.
Yeah, Molly is Rick's kid.
But they're still related, Sonny and Rick. They come from the same
place. I know.
No, I got a question, you guys. Okay. So with Molly and Christina, they are half-sisters and cousins.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Isn't that messed up?
Oh, my gosh, I never thought about it like that.
I hadn't even thought about it at all.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, funny.
Half-sisters and cousins.
Elizabeth's fan said Sam messed up Chrissy by shooting Diego in front of her. That is true. She started it all. Shot Diego in front of Chrissy. Well, yeah, of course.
She's
a central, so she's going to be messed up.
Yeah, didn't she go through that whole thing where she wasn't speaking for a while? She wasn't talking.
And she's the one who identified
like traumatized
alive that the text message killer.
That's right. And
this is house.
Yeah.
And remember the text message kill really messed up you guys because the text message kill tried to go after Sam. Mm-hmm. And the text message messed up by not really text messaging killing Sam. Sorry, it's
that's
gonna
right.
be funny.
He screwed up. He sure did.
Wow. But now Alexis is going through this now that she ran over Kiefer. She's trying to tell the truth, and they're messing it up by letting her get away with it and blaming somebody else again. It's like, gosh, you guys are idiots writing this stuff.
No one pays for their crimes on this show. No one pays.
No, well, excuse me. They don't pay for their crime, but, you know, they call Elizabeth everything here. You know, all bad names, and I'm sorry. In my view, Elizabeth did not have a affair on Nicholas because who's lucky we're not really together? I mean, they were not, you know, they were not so in love, and, you know, Lucky was desperate, so Lucky wanted to marry Liz.
I know, but the whole thing was that, you know, why they think, you know, she's a whore because she slept with two brothers. That's what their beef is, you know, at the same time. Although she only slept with Lucky the one time, and then the rest of the time she was just having this this here, you know, fling with Nicholas.
And, okay, well, I guess, Sam, people forget. See, so it was both Sonny and Rick. People forget.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, no, I don't mean you. I just, you know, I meant, like, if anyone listening. Oh, my God, yeah, oh, my gosh. Elizabeth Fan goes, if this thing baby lived, it would have been Sam Doe and half-sister, niece to Christy.
Yeah. Thank heavens that didn't come to light. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, people say, oh, she brought us emotional scene when her baby died. I never got emotional. I didn't remember her acting was so great on those scenes. Maybe I'm wrong, but do you guys? Yes.
And the thing they don't seem to remember either is she was going to get rid of the baby.
Right.
And to get even with Sonny. So, you know, they need to go back on history and actually watch and see what Sam has done for the last 5 or 6 years before they start casting stones on Liz's character.
You know, they choose what they want to, remember.
You're evil.
But you don't see Sam beat herself up for what she's done. She whines a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've never seen the self-respect that she supposedly have gotten back since all of this. I'm still waiting for that to happen.
Well, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
You know, it's funny how someone can really freak you out, but that is to someone. And yes, I'm not saying who on the phone, but yeah.
And the funny thing is, Dante said everything true to Sonny on the rooftop. All Sonny thinks about is himself. He doesn't think about those kids.
Yeah.
Oh, when he punched him, that was the best. Oh, that was awesome.
And then Sonny goes, and then Dante goes, see, there he is. There, you know, when he shot him.
Yep.
That was good.
If you want me, come and get me anytime.
Yeah.
I love that scene. I was like, yes.
I know.
You hit the nail right on the head.
Dante and Sonny, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good scene.
Sonny is nothing but a user.
Mm-hmm. He always has. Look how he used Jason all these years.
Well, yeah.
But you know, people allow themselves to be used, though. Jason just goes along with the freaking program because he thinks that's his family. Sonny is a father figure and all that other jazz. You know, so people allow themselves to be used. And Sonny is a user. You know.
Well, the mental abuser. He mentally abuses their brains. And it's all about Sonny. Who cares about anybody else? He says he loves his children, but you can see how his children are.
You know what? If he really loved Christina, I'm sorry, he would have asked, you know, what happened or whatever. He would get more details. He was so willing to kill Ethan without really sucking out the story. Like Jason did. Jason had a feeling like, okay, Ethan didn't do it. And, you know, it just, you know, Jason didn't. Sonny wanted Ethan dead. And then when, you know, they found out, oh my God, was it Ethan? It was like, Sonny, like, whoops. It wasn't like, oh crap, what did I just do? It was like, whoops.
Well, look, he does this over and over again, though, Carly. He did it with the Russian. When Zakhar is the one who shot Kate, it wasn't the Russian, and he ended up killing the Russian without any thinking about it. He does this over and over again.
Wait,
Jason was trying to tell him, you know, that it wasn't him. He was trying to talk, but you can't reason with Sonny.
Yeah.
Once his mind is made up, he doesn't want to hear it. He has one closed mind. Don't want to hear it.
Brain. He sees one thing,
that's
and
it.
He wants
right.
Jason to take care of it, no matter if the guy's guilty or not.
Right.
Well, yeah, and I think it's really weird is having, why are they bringing Brooklyn on? Does it give angst to Dante and Lulu?
Oh,
I think so. I think Brooklyn was an old girlfriend. Yep. I think they're thinking Dante and Brooklyn dated since they knew each other in Bensonhurst.
Really? Oh, my gosh, man.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what, God, why would Dante, I don't know, I'm going to be nice, but I almost said.
And now Lulu's having a fit because he's talking about abortion, and she wonders if she finally tells him that she got an abortion.
He hasn't found that out yet?
Oh.
No, I mean, the hotel knows about it, but he doesn't.
Yeah, he was telling. Yep.
Brenda, so on YNL, do we lose? I mean, are we losing? I mean, is a lot of people going to die? Is this the one person I'm hoping dies?
No, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. They did find one body, but I think it's that Mexican lawyer. I don't think it's Adam.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's Adam either.
Still out there. But nobody got Sharon got a little banged up. She was in the hospital. Faith is fine. Everybody's fine. But Lauren's in the cage with Jana now.
With Jana, yeah, they're both.
And yep. So and Michael and Kevin are trying to look. Kevin was so dang close.
Oh my God. I know, so close. I mean, she was hauling. And in fact, she said that she thought she heard Kevin, which she actually did.
Yeah,
but
I think he heard her too. But
yeah,
so they were real close to finding him. But
you know, they got to drag it out a little bit more. But it's so good.
So now,
Staying Coast is happening. I think the end of May, early June. I think so because Bradford. Steve, Laura, I'm not mentioning the other one because I don't want to both, but
what?
Steve, well, no, Kelly Monaco is also going to State's Coast, which I find it very funny because he doesn't really like interacting with the fans, and so that's why I thought it was funny.
That's next week, right?
I thought it was like at the end of April.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, Till, why are you being so quiet tonight?
Oh, I'm sorry. Since I got my computer back and he took out Vista, he saved my pictures, but I'm looking to see if there was any documents he saved for me because I'm graduating in May and I downloaded a template for my announcement, and I might have to go do it all over again. I'm going to have to find a website to do it over again, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just experimenting with this new thing, just going over and see what he saved on my computer and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, Dallas goes, I hear Kelly doesn't even like country music. Well, she doesn't, and
Why is she there if she's trying to get publicity for herself.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, who's going to be there? Right now the list is my husband, Bradford, and Steve, and Kima and Steve, and my husband, and Laura White. Yeah.
Johnny, I think Johnny and Olivia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Is Laura?
Yeah.
I know she was there last year.
Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't Rebecca do the last time or the year? Rebecca did last year and the year before.
Yeah.
And probably the only reason.
Oh, never mind. I got it on here. Sorry. I'm sorry. Go and talk.
Okay, no. Elizabeth Fan said Elizabeth said Monday, chemo is a tension hole. Yes, he is. Oh, by the way, good. Did you guys see Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Yes, the guy from it. Yep.
You know what? I was watching it, and it was down to Jake the Bachelor and Bud Aldrin. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know it's time for Buzz to go. I mean, come on. It was time. It I was really hoping that Kate Gosling, I was hoping her ass would be gone, but unfortunately it's not because she's awful. I mean, she walks just as much as Buzz Aldrin, and she's so much younger than he is, but she doesn't dance any better than he does. I mean, he has an excuse. He's 80 years old.
Stagecoach. Steve Burton, Aiden Turner, Cassie DePavia, whatever appearance. That's the 15th of April.
Okay, so it's really coming up.
They should be having the event information on here. I got it up on my website here.
So we lost who for Jason in the training. Okay, do you watch all of those shows? Well, when you mean all of them, like... Name a call. You guys, I think Grace is a repeat this week, am I right?
What happened?
I think so. They didn't do
what,
a new
Grace
one.
Grace is another repeat?
You know, why is that? I mean...
I was waiting. I thought this show called Happy Town was supposed to come on tonight. Either I missed it or I got the wrong date. But it looks
Happy Town.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be in it, Silly?
I don't know. I keep seeing, they keep running the trailer for it. It looks like one of those mystery type of a series, Happy Town. And I can't remember who's exactly in it. But I thought it was supposed to start tonight. Why, I don't know. I must have got my wires crossed or something.
Wait, hold on, Silly. I'm going to tell you in just 1 minute. Okay, don't miss the season premiere of Happy Town Wednesday, April 28th on ABC.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So I was wrong. April 28th, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
What time?
I bet it will. This is just me betting because it doesn't say what time, but I bet it's going to be on at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. On
so,
Monday. Oh, that's not, no, how can that be? They got the dance.
I said Wednesday, April.
Oh, Wednesday. I knew it was on a Wednesday. I knew I saw Wednesday. So I'm assuming it was tonight. Because I didn't hear the date. I came in on it as it was talking about.
I hate when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stagecoach is going to be the 24th and 25th of April this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and who's all? I mean, was I right with most of the names?
I'm trying to get that up here, but I'm not. I know Aldine, Billy Currington, Phil Vassar, Merle Haggard.
I have the super crush on Billy Currington. And I found out Billy Currington loves in a hospital. So,
really?
I decided we'll put that out there.
I like country music.
Yeah, and I would like to thank the new 5 followers on our Daytime After Dark thing. We got like 5 new ones today, so I was very happy because I kept going up and down with views for like the last couple of weeks because, yeah, I don't know why. Maybe they don't like what I say, but now I'm at 106 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, surely. The Country Music Awards, if you like them, is on April 18th at 8 o'clock on the Sunday of the April 18th.
Yeah, I like country music. I like
yes. So did I. I've seen Taylor Swift like twice. I've seen like Faith and Tim three times, and I'm gonna go see Tim and Lady Annabelle when they come through here May 21st. Yes, I will be at the concert, and Terry will be graduating that night.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Kel, we haven't lost you, right?
Oh, damn it. I
should
have
been
working with the computer.
I'm sorry. I kept not finding my, because I typed up part of my paper at school today, and now
yeah.
I upload it here, and it's not.
Oh, Becky will be there, you guys. Oh, so she is
opening
gone.
It up.
Oh, she is. Well, I feel sorry for Becky that she has to be. In the same room as Kel. Okay, I will be nice. Okay. Brandon, Steve, Rebecca, Kristen, Sohn, Jason, Thompson, and Laura White.
What happened to Kelly? I thought she was going too.
Well, yeah, but she's also going, but maybe she's not in that lineup, and... And let's see.
Well, she's either going or she's not, so her name should be.
Oh, wait. This added Kelly Monaco and Steve Burton. You know who is really weird that they don't have on this list? Scott Weaves.
Hmm.
Yeah, because he loves country music too.
Yeah,
Isn't he going?
He's not on the lineup.
Oh. But then why do I see Dallas is saying Brandon Barrage, Steve Burton, Rebecca Hurt, blah, blah. I don't see Kelly Monaco. So, and I saw her name.
She was just added. I read the internet thing.
Just added. Oh, okay.
Yes. Well, it's an awesome lineup. Well, Jason, Liz fan, it would be an awesome lineup if okay, I'm going to be good.
Yeah, you don't have to be good. Why start now? You haven't been good all the time.
Okay, the thing is, funny that Kelly is on the list when, number one, she doesn't like country music, and number two, she really doesn't like her fans, but like I said the other night, that, you know, they Sam will be done by the other event in July, and tickets are tickets are still available.
And Steve is only going to be there Saturday.
What?
It says on Soap Nation presents Stagecoach Music Festival. It says among these are Tad, David, Crystal, and Annie from All My Children, Star, Cole, Nora, Blair, Beau, Jessica, One Life to Live, and Jason, Sam, Johnny, Spinelli, Patrick, Carly from General Hospital. Please note, Steve Burton will only be there on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So he only be there on Saturday.
Do we know when Kelly Monaco's contract is up? Well, I wish it was up tomorrow, but I think it's up in July or August.
It also says participating stars are subject to change, but make sure to keep checking here as more fabulous stars are added to the lineup. So they could be added more, too. So.
I was surprised not to see Scott Weaves on there just because, number one, he was in country for music for a while. And, you know, I mean, I would love to go hear his band play Blue County.
Well,
but
was he any good?
Yeah, he was actually silly. I thought he was, and
really?
I have his CD somewhere. But yeah, I thought him and his partner, who I don't remember. Oh, Aaron, his partner Aaron and him were really good. Yeah.
Because now I was reading a couple of so weeks ago that Steve was going to be a manager. He was going to manage Steve Reeves, Brandon, and
Bradford.
And Bradford, right. They
I know, I love
kind
it.
Of, had some kind of group or something going, some kind of, you know, I said, oh, gosh, how is this going to go? Maybe this is sort of preparing themselves for the backup job once GH is canceled. I guess they figured, well, maybe we should kind of get something going here, you know. If things don't work out here.
Nancy Greaves, Nancy Grom, it looks like, Nancy Grom looks, that she might not resign. That really nice nurse that I can never remember her name, but the nice one, the one that's been there, the black lady,
Epiphany? Sonia
yeah.
Todd?
Yeah, it looks like she might be out too.
Now, I love Epiphany.
How many black people do they have on GH? Come on. Now. And they're getting rid of the one that they have?
They never use Dr. Kelly anymore. That's her name, right?
Or Lainey. We haven't seen Lainey, Kelly, or any of those guys.
I mean, what is it?
Dr. Julian's been gone for a long time.
And you know who?
They get rid of all. I'm not even going to get into the black and white thing. I refuse. I'm not going to get into that. But that ridiculous. I mean.
Oh, man, you know who else we haven't seen on there? Who Epiphany was going to end up being together? Billy Dean?
Toussaint.
What?
Toussaint.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
why they ever brought him on, I have no idea. I mean, he spent most of the time there mopping the freaking floors. I mean, I said, why did, and they talk about, oh, we're going to bring on this great actor, Billy Dee. Well, I guess Billy needed a job, so he said, why not?
But I think
they brought him on for a couple of episodes, and then you didn't see him anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
Night Shift, because I loved him on Night Shift.
Yeah, you know,
and
he
they should have kept that going, because that was better than GH.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
yes, it was. Yes,
and Night Shift is not coming back, correct?
No.
Oh,
well,
God.
He said that he wasn't going to do it anymore.
What?
Because at the time, it was further out than GH. Wherever they, you know, shoot it from, it was further out from his house. Excuse me. But apparently I hear that he has sold his house. Now they're renting in a house or something like that. Anyway.
Kelly, what did you think about this?
What were you talking about?
Hey, look at it. I just love doing that to you. I'm just getting you back for what you did to me the other night, okay?
Hey, what were you saying? We are just
complaining about, you know, the fact. I mean, when Night Shift, it wasn't like we were, you know, really in the same town. Neither was Pete C. Posos because, okay, you guys, Posos have vampires, but then her hospital wasn't in danger of vampires. I mean, that never made sense to me.
The what?
When Posos was on.
Oh, poor Charles. Oh, yeah, Kelly, that's where she got her.
You know, Kelly, you would do so good on, like, a CBS soaps. Oh, you know, somewhere besides PC, sorry.
Hell, put her on 90210 with Greg Vaughn, then she can put him under the bus again.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
One for Bridget.
Ding.
that was funny, yeah.
She's good at killing, putting people under the bus, you know.
Yeah, she's very good at that.
With anybody else.
Oh, I think Leah wanting a house closer to where the weeds live. Well, I would not be surprised by that at all. I mean,
doesn't Scott and those guys live next to Rebecca and Sven?
Yeah, they're all
yep.
living.
So they're
like,
all living
all
close
live together. You know, close
yep.
by.
Yeah,
wanted to be closer to work. So
well, and you know, I mean, I'm glad Melissa Reeves is coming back a date for Alice's service, but she would be really cute on the new hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not mind Melissa Reeves on GH. I mean, that, you know, could work. But I am probably going to get myself in trouble again. But Days of Our Life, people, do we have to see every passing still from passing on Days of Our Life? Come on. And I don't want to see Ethan and Teresa. Wait. Ethan and Teresa, right? Terry?
What is that?
Come and join us, Terry. Join us.
I'm trying to figure out how to open up my paper that I typed in. So I did all that for nothing.
I know.
We get it. You're just ignoring us.
That's all right. I know.
Keep doing what you're doing. Hey.
What did you say? Sorry, what?
Well, I was helping you out. Because I was complaining about we don't want another Ethan and Teresa reunion on Days of Our Life.
Oh, yeah. I am so sick of that. I mean, I can't wait till Nicole and Brady get together. I was never a big Brady and Nicole fan, but...
I like them now.
I would love to see Brady and Nicole team up to get even with EJ or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Although she's a real biatch, but I like her.
I know, but you like her anyway.
I do.
I never was a big Ethan and Teresa fan, so I never liked them. So I love Brady and Nicole. So just to get Ariane out of
like
it
them.
Would be great.
Like
and now the DA's trying to make Rafe out to be the one that beat him up.
And on top of that, Rafe, the guy that plays Rafe, they were brother and sister on Passion 2.
I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Oh, wow.
Oh, you didn't know that, sir. Did you ever
no,
watch
Passions? No, I never watched Passions. I said that it sounds like the most ridiculous show. When I used to see some of the characters,
the
little midget and whatnot, I said, what kind of show is this? I mean, now,
it was so stupid, it was funny, though.
Huh?
It was so stupid, it was funny, though. You couldn't help to get addicted to it because you would just want to see what stupid stuff they were going to come up with next.
And then, right, when I saw that Susan Lucci's daughter was on there, I said, oh, well, I guess it's a job. I mean, you know, whatever floats your boat. The only weird show I loved, which I think is a classic soap opera, is Dark Shadows. I used to love
Dark
Shadows.
Oh, my God. I got into that, real. I got into
that
later.
So
like,
good.
You know.
Oh, I love that show. Oh, I love Dark Shadows. That was...
Did they make a remake of it? They made a remake of it kind of like back in in the early 90s, mid-90s.
Really?
It was... she was on Another World. She played on Another World, too. I forgot.
They made a remake of a soap opera?
Yeah, they made a remake of Dark Shadows. The guy that played Mike on Days of Our Life, he was on The Pretender. He played in that show, The Pretender.
Oh, wait. Are we talking about the original Mike or the Mike recast?
Well, he was the Mike that was with April. That was Michael T.
Okay, that's the original.
No, not
Mike.
Not the Mike, the last Mike, but it was the Mike before him.
Yeah, Michael E. Oh, God, what was his name?
From the show Pretender, The Pretender or something. He played this version of the Dark Shadows, and I was watching that, but then it only lasted for like a year or two or something.
I love that show. I love Dark Shadows. That was so good because it was so different. It was so, and plus the acting was very good, although it was weird. But it was they had such a great cast. It was good acting. It was a very good show.
Oh, Terry, it's Michael T. West,
Michael
the
T.
one
Weiss or whatever. Yeah, it's Michael. I loved Mike and April. I was a Mike and April fan too. And then when Mike went with, when it was recasted to the Mike, the last Mike, when he was with Carrie, oh my God, was I on the fence with Carrie. I loved Carrie and Austin, and I liked Mike and Carrie because he knew, he treated her the way she deserved to be treated. He loved her because Mike, I mean, Austin didn't know who the heck to go with. Am I the only one? Am I, is somebody there? Am I?
Yes, we are listening to you. We are listening to you.
You guys getting back at me for not listening.
Hey, I don't do that. I always listen to you.
Does Becky and Mike live by the Reeds's?
Yep.
I wonder.
We don't know where, but yeah.
Yeah, I wonder too. Yeah.
Okay, Brenda, we only have three more days or four more days. So
I know. I watched Erica's season finale tonight, too, and I'm like, I about cried.
Was this talking about Army Wives?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, okay, Till, I have a reason to be mad because they give you a bad, bad, bad cliffhanger, and then you have to wait 6 months. On a normal show, you only have to wait 3 months. But Lifetime, you have to wait, you know, 8 or 9 months. Okay, Lifetime, stop doing that to us.
And now, that's how I feel about Dexter. I'm going to have to wait till next summer to watch Dexter.
I can't even watch Dexter. I can watch some of the old episodes, but I would have to buy them.
You can watch it on
Netflix.
Do you have Netflix? Do you have Netflix, Shirley?
No, I don't have Netflix.
If you had a Netflix account, you could watch them online. You could actually watch the seasons on the internet.
Really?
Same thing with 24. For anybody listening, if you want to get caught up in 24, if you have a Netflix account, they have most of all the seasons are on Netflix now, so you could watch 24.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, few shows that I did watch of Dexter, I fell in love with his character. I love
Me
Dexter.
Me too. Me too.
I love Dexter. Oh my God.
When I first heard that Dexter, they were creating that show, or they were gonna cut, you know, that was gonna come on the air, I was thinking, a show about a serial killer? Who's gonna like that? But I liked the guy. I liked the actor because I watched him on Six Feet Under. So I thought anything that he does must be good. So I tuned in, and it was actually a serial killer you could love. He was only like
killing
people that deserve to be killed. He was only killing killers or, you know, mean people or, you know.
Although he's still a killer, but you don't care about it because you like him.
And you don't care because he killed people
exactly.
You know? I know, but sometimes I'm afraid to go for free. What if you're going to download a virus or something? Because Brandy in chat said there's several sites you can watch your shows for free.
Really? Yeah, but you know, certain shows you still can't get though. Because it seemed like I went on some site, but they weren't showing Dexter. So I said, well, forget that. So I don't know.
Elizabeth Fan said she thinks Steve camped out at Casa Sacedo for a while a couple of years ago because it was too far to drive home to Newport Coast when he had to be back to work early the next day. I kind of heard about that, too.
Yeah, me too.
It's nice knowing that they're all good friends in real life, huh?
I don't think any
of them are friends with Kelly, but that's just...
don't think she has too many friends on that show. I don't.
Laura Wright.
Yeah, because it seemed like I heard something about Steve had a room in Becky's house,
He'd play Wii or PlayStation with the kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tara, so any more earthquakes?
I know. No, don't jinx it. Don't jinx it. There might be just one right now, you know, as we're speaking. And my dog coming to my face. It's what I need for him to lick.
Good Lord. And in bold letters, Steve and Kelly are not friends.
No, they're not.
We may have to
work the whore, but I mean the hooch. I mean the hooker. I mean the car.
My goodness.
But they're not friends.
What? What's that?
Tongue. Oh, my bad. I should have never said that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I only speak the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, Natasha Levitt from K confirmed him upsetting off the alarm in a house alarm one time.
What was that? Oh. Well, Maddie Livingston confirmed him setting off
that. Yeah. So, does everyone think that Ryan or Adam and Sharon are not going to stay married, right?
She got an annulment.
Okay, because...
Yeah, Hulu.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether he ever signed the papers. Didn't he have the nurse to throw him in the garbage or something?
I thought, yeah. But you know what? I mean, you know, if he wanted to do one nice thing, but I know he won't ever do it, he could just tell the truth about Patty, because he knows Patty isn't, I mean...
Well,
yeah,
he didn't want to do that, Carly, because, see, she was his key out of there. You know what I'm saying? She helped him escape, so there's no way in hell that he's going to turn on her yet. Now he can just tell everybody. But don't worry, because Patty, she's going to give herself away because she's freaking out.
She's starting to unravel.
She's starting to unravel is right, boy.
Because they're asking her about
actress.
What happened with the tomorrow's episode, they're asking her questions about what happened, and she's freaking out.
Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about?
And I was cracking up because when they had the...
we are talking about Ryan Hall, by the way,
okay,
people.
Okay, never mind.
When the bomb went off and stuff, you know, after all the people were outside, was it Michael or there was somebody to tell... tell the doctor, well, I think you should go out there because it's going to be a few people who's really going to need counseling. So I said to myself, Patty's the main one who needs counseling. Yeah, counseling. Yeah, right. You know, with her crazy self. But I just can't wait till they find out who she is. Really.
I hope they don't drink that. On forever, I wondered when, and I'm going to butcher this name, Eden Regal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when is she coming on? She's coming on the 20-something of April or something. I was reading about that. She's going to be the new, she's going to be Paul's daughter. She's going to be taking over for the actress, which I don't know why they're getting rid of her because I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
In that role, and I'm trying to figure how. I know Eden Regal. I know she's. I don't know. Well, maybe she. She's a good actress, but we shall see.
Elizabeth Fan in the Room goes. Now to the story in a PA that she did with Steve a couple years ago. Supposedly Steve had a flat tire on his way to work one day. He called Nat for a ride. And he supposedly set the house alarm off when he opened the front door. And Becky was supposed to be back in the pool with the kids, and Michael was napping.
And the damn alarm goes off. Oh, God.
I don't like house alarms. Oh, personally, I mean, Because I'm always scared that they'll,
My sister has one. She has one. And they have one, like, on the deck, by the deck, too. They have one on every freaking door they have in the house.
Oh, really?
Something happened, and the alarm went off. Yeah.
I have a cheap house alarm.
Yeah,
a dog.
A house alarm.
Yeah, baby.
That's right.
That damn dog.
Yeah.
Well, my I wasn't living at my parents' house, but I came over there for something, and the stupid house was locked. And they usually don't lock the doors, because my parents live on this dog wall, like at the end of the cul-de-sac and whatever. So I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't want to be out here. I need again. So, and Terry already heard this. Well, I had to go through the doggy door. And let me tell you, that doggy door was like, really, really small, but I don't know how I got through it.
Oh, boy.
It was like, and when I got in the house, all of a sudden I didn't have to go to the bathroom anymore, just probably because I scared myself going through it. And you know, it's funny, we did not own a dog, so I don't know why we had a doggy dough, but we had a doggy dough, and yeah, so I'm against doggy doughs now.
Oh, my gosh. Silly. Oh, gosh.
You never know what will come through a doggy door. I had a friend had a raccoon come through the doggy door one time, come say hello.
Because that's kind of dangerous if you think about it. And like you
well,
said,
yeah,
you don't
anything
know
can come in there.
Anybody can come in a thief. Anybody. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of crazy. Just open your door and let the dog go out. Or, you know, put the dog out in the backyard. But for those little dogs, anybody can come in and out of that sucker. I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay,
what
is
it?
He saved my pictures, and I forgot I had a desktop wallpaper of Jason and Liz, but it's of Twilight, like a Twilight one.
Oh, really?
They kind of put Jason's face on Edward and Elizabeth's face on
Liz?
On Bella.
Oh.
Maybe I'll my wallpaper. No, that looks funny. They look funny on there. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, what did you, oh my gosh, I would freak out if a raccoon came, like, yeah, that would scare me. Just,
hey,
you know,
did you watch Lost?
Yes, I did.
What is your take on that? So remember at the end, he was talking to him, what's his name, the guy, the one that was the physicist guy or the...
Uh-huh.
That drew that thing or whatever. And
he's the son of that guy and that other lady.
So are we saying that what they're living with right now is when the bomb went off, so what they're living is not what would have happened if the plane crashed, it's what happened after the bomb, right?
I think so.
I don't get it. So, okay, so the bomb did go off, and so what they're living is kind of another reality or something? I don't get it.
I believe so, because now Desmond didn't know he was married to Penny and has a kid.
Ah.
And Penny is half-brother, sister to that physicist dude.
Yeah.
It's all confusing.
I've noticed? They've got so many crazy, confusing shows on. You know, shows that you try to get into, you know, and you don't want to appear stupid, like you don't know what's going on, but you really don't know what the hell is going on. Just like Fast Forward. I thought it was going to be good. You know, I tried to get into Heroes, and that was a lost cause. They kept adding on characters and adding on characters. Everybody had this power, that power. Until I gave up on Heroes, and I guess the network did too. And now I'm into Fast Forward, and I'm trying to get into that. I said, and anything to do with time seems like it's crazy. They go back and forth, you know, back and forth, and it's really whacked out.
I know,
really,
and I was like,
out. The only show that I can kind of understand is science fiction is V. And now V is good.
That was
he
good.
Is good.
Did you see it on Tuesday?
Yes.
That was really. Yes. I was so. I hope that they go.
Get that guy out.
Get out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was.
I was.
Awful.
What's the guy now? We met now. What is he up to? He had somebody do research on the on them. Remember?
Yes.
He met with that girl, that lady, and she gave him files on them.
Mhm.
Is he like an agent or something? In the or what? I don't get it.
I think he is some kind of an agent. You know, he is some kind of agent.
And what about the son? Remember he said they said the mother and the father said we got to tell him who he is. Or where
the
he
mother
came
and
from.
Father tell him who he is?
Yeah, he said that he told the because the mother dropped their son off to protect
oh,
him.
Oh yeah, at the father. Yeah, because
at
he wanted
the father's
to keep
house,
him
and
safe.
Then the father told him. I forgot the father's name, and I can't remember. Erica, she told Erica, the mother, that we've got to tell him who he is or where he's from or something.
So maybe he's from, you know, maybe he's a...
maybe he's a V.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Seem like you don't know.
No, that's getting good, too.
Yeah, that's good. I halfway get that.
Yeah.
But
and our little Friday night show is getting good too, huh? It's got two more episodes left.
What's that?
Our Friday show, Spartacus.
Oh, Spartacus! Yeah. Yeah. Now that it's ending, now it's getting good. You know.
I know.
Soon all the shows will be going off, and I'll have nothing to watch. You know. So.
I know.
Well, there are summer shows that come on. I mean, Army Lights. Visit place through the summer, right?
I'm going to see if I can get
yeah.
into Army Wives. Like, I saw a couple of episodes, and then I never went back, you know.
Oh, gosh, Being Erica was on tonight. Oh, damn it.
Oh, you missed it.
Okay, wait.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be, you can watch it
it'll play again.
Yeah, you can watch it on SoapNet.
Oh, man. Carly, why didn't you remind me?
I did. Okay, you know what? Okay, I did.
What, Bridget?
You're not going to like it.
Oh, man.
You're going to be so sad.
Why would you tell her that, Bridget?
No,
I'm just setting her up for what's going to happen.
A disappointment. She chose the wrong guy, right?
No, not necessarily. But you're not going to like it.
You can choose anybody.
Mm.
Are you not going to?
Not going to like it.
Is it really bad? Should I watch it or what?
You should
watch it.
But I would.
It's not your way, so it's really, okay, I kind of have a feeling because by what, you know, keeping silent when I said something, like, she probably doesn't choose anybody. She's probably just going to try to do her, you know, go on by herself for a little while.
But I was pretty sad. There's some good to it and some not so good to it. But, you know, Erica kind of stepped up and finally got her head out of her butt.
I like Ethan and Erica. Man, why do they have to do that? Shoot. They
so,
well.
It was very interesting.
Show, they have to screw them up.
Exactly. That's why.
They're so known for that show. You get liking a character. Just like on that one show, what was it called? It was with, it was a really, really good show. God, it was with Skeet Ulrich. It played like a bomb. There was a bomb going on. I forgot. Jericho? It was called Jericho.
It was a Jericho show, yeah.
Yeah,
I never watched it, but I heard about it.
I liked him with the blonde girl, and of course, they didn't put him together right away until like the end of the show, kind of. And I liked him. It's kind of a trying.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
I know, what are you going to
do? No, but as far as Erica, you can watch that on SoapNet.
I know, I'm checking
tonight
to see when it's going to be on next.
I told you 3 times. You're not even listening to me.
She was working on her computer, Carly.
Erica, I got it. Okay.
She's doing stuff.
They only got the title on here. I don't know what the title of the season finale was.
Down,
maybe this is it. No, that's not it. The importance of being here. Oh, yeah, I'll catch it on Net SoapNet or something.
Yeah, it'll come on SoapNet.
Yeah. I knew there was. I make sure now I DVR things a couple days ahead now, but sometimes it's always a show that I'm going to forget, seems like.
Okay, did you DVR Idol?
Oh, I'm DVRing American Idol, and then tonight I'm kind of DVRing CSI New York because I know I probably won't watch it live.
Well, yeah, and then,
tomorrow
and
is, I like, what's that show, Vampire Diaries is getting good, too. Fringe is on tomorrow night, that's good.
I know, I can't wait. Oh, I watched the last episode, oh, I knew that Peter was from the other world.
Yes, I know. And they didn't take him back. I knew he wasn't going to take him back. Well, it's obvious he didn't take him back because he grew up to be who he is now. But, you know, now we know why he didn't take him back, though.
Oh, how much longer they have?
You know what? You mean for the show to end, you mean?
Yeah, for the show.
In May, probably May.
Oh, in May, right, because they just came back on. Good.
Mm-hmm. Bones, too, is supposed to be good this week, too.
Actually, you can still DVR SoapNet on Bianca now.
Yeah, I know. I could probably watch it. I'm on my computer now. Maybe I'll watch it tonight or something.
Oh, because there's like a 10 o'clock showing of it. What? Okay, I just don't want to take the blame for you missing your show, so now
but
I'm trying.
I didn't even realize until we talked about something, and I realized I forgot to DVR Being Erica.
What are they saying, Lisa? I will all be here soon. The importance of being Erica.
It was the importance of being Erica. Oh, thank you.
Who resigned August 2nd?
Sally, huh? Okay.
It said resigned August 2nd or re-signed. Re-signed August 2nd.
Yeah,
I guess
Jackie.
That's Steve re-signed on August 2nd.
You know
that's
what?
That's when he
to,
was having.
I don't want to say this, but if they're going to keep Jason and Sam together and they're not going to go.
Oh, my God. Oh, Carol.
I know. I know.
They say
I'm sorry. I think, you know.
Okay. JTM is not ever having a story. Come on.
JTM is ending. I'm going to put that in chat. They are ending soon.
Because if they don't, then someone's going to be killed.
I believe they will be.
He signed. Who signed before? He signed in August. He re-signed in August, right?
Yeah,
that's what they're putting. I'm assuming that's what they're talking about is Burton, right?
Yeah,
he signed August 2nd.
Signed his contract in August. Yeah,
and Kelly signed after him, or
yeah.
Okay.
But oh my God, Elizabeth, don't tell you you're being brave. Okay.
If he resigns.
Oh, yeah, JTM will end soon. I have faith.
Because Sam is supposed to go be with her family. He's going to come first now because she's messed up so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the spoiler thinks.
But you people, you don't remember when they broke up the last time and he was telling my husband that Sam... You know, I can never come first for Sam. That will never happen. Jason started to spit in the jail cell when Jason was in jail, and Jason and Sam broke up that time. And Jason said, and I quote, "I can never be her number one. I can never." So, fast forward to now. Come on, Jason, remember what you said. You cannot be number one for this slut. Sorry.
He can never be number what? Oh, does he want to be number one? So my being number one in her life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's all up Sonny and Carly's and the kids' butts and instead of what he should be doing is taking care of his family.
You know what? You know, Guiding Light, you know, Guiding Light, they had Michelle and Danny. He was in the mob. He got out of the mob and was able to have a family.
Right,
come on.
Right,
you know,
right.
I love Danny.
But that's
Guiding
Light. That's
Luke got out
that's
of the mob.
Guiding Light.
I know. But I mean,
but Guiding Light wasn't.
Huh?
You know, Guiding Light wasn't all about the mob.
I know.
It
see,
wasn't
they took a cue from Guiding Light.
Oh,
you know?
I just want to say, Elizabeth fan said, Dylan Braff will get married next weekend. Elizabeth fan, he might, but in my head right now, he's not getting married. Braff did not get married, so I don't want
to
know.
I keep reminding you that he is, so.
Wait, is this payback for not reminding you about your coming in the green?
Maybe he'll send you an invitation to the wedding,
yeah, maybe
Carly.
He'll send you an invitation.
A special
if there's anybody,
maybe you can be his best woman.
Or when the when the priest said, "Is there anybody that doesn't believe?"
Oh God, Carly will stand up,
and you can get that. I do.
Don't embarrass yourself, Carly. Don't embarrass yourself, girl. Don't do
and
it.
When they said, "If anybody says just come to this marriage," say, "I don't."
Yeah.
Somebody will have to cover her mouth. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and then the best fan goes, okay, there you go again. LOL.
What was that? What'd she say?
Oh, I think she thinks you and I are funny.
Oh.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah, I think we're too funny.
We injured it on the soap crew.
We're even funny when we're not on the air,
what?
You know?
Well, I know.
Rupture Achilles tendon. Who did that?
My Bradford. Bradford in
the that's
why
oh,
he's
that's
in a wheelchair.
Right.
He's recovering.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. I'm
just,
I have so much to do for my classes next week. I don't even want to do anything. I've got senioritis right now.
Senioritis. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
almost school. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to. I have a paper due next week, and about a week, and then have a power presentation due in like 2 weeks, and I have to get some articles for my other class next week. I feel like don't want to do nothing.
Okay. Do I have to remind you that you only have a little more time?
I know. And then I have a personal journal that's due next week, one of my classes, and everything.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Okay, but by the time you do on this,
that's my fault. I'm a procrastinator, so, you know.
I procrastinate.
Yeah.
It's bad
it's really
because
bad.
Then because you sit there and you say, look at all the shit I have to do. You know, it's hard to get into it. But then you see me, once I get into it, you know, then that's it. I'm not going to stop until I'm finished. But I gotta push myself sometimes.
I know,
like,
and I'm not the only one.
I don't think
people watch the movie yet. We're supposed to watch the movie, do a film critique, and they're like, have you watched the movie yet? They're like, no.
See, you got one off the list, so feel proud of yourself there.
I know, yeah.
See, I mean, besides, after you graduate and everything, you're going to have the best summer of your entire life, you know, come July.
All of it will be behind you.
I know.
You'll go to visit Carly, and that'll really make your summer.
Oh, God.
Yeah, see?
We're not going to be sleeping. We're going to be up all night watching, like, old Liz and Jason stuff or whatever.
Oh, my God.
He wants me to bring
and
my...
crying and eating popcorn.
Me to see Liz and Jason and my... what's the other one that I got? I have...
You have Brenda and... I mean, Karen and Zagos.
Karen and Jagger I have.
Bone Hope.
Oh, yeah, Bone Hope DVDs. Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow.
I got a lot.
Yeah, and then we are gonna try and go up to Canada for, like, a couple of days.
Oh, that's cool.
Elizabeth goes, yeah, I thought it was April 15th. No, April 16th or 15th, and the day Zayt Sam starts fighting. Forget taxes, you guys. Just remember, April...
Carly, you're still hanging on to that April 16th.
Oh, man, okay.
You're hanging on to a dear life. There's that inch of hope, that little bit of hope that this might be the end. And I just want you to be prepared that even if it's not, you've got it. I want you to be strong, you know.
Okay, well, come on.
I don't want you to hang everything on that April the 15th or 16th date, Carly. I'm telling you.
But think about it this way. You know, it might be missed out of things going downhill for them. And personally, I would love seeing her fall flat on her face through this whole storyline of her losing face. And I will personally love to see it because, you know, she was the one that stood Jason back from this. So, really? Sam needs.
Jeez, Lexi, calm down. Sorry, guys.
Who's that?
This is my little niece. She's like, my God.
How old is she?
She's like 10. No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she's 11, right? Oh, no, she's 10. Sorry. Yeah, she's 10.
Next month.
11 next month. I've watched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're blocking, yeah.
I've lost count.
Well, there's also spoilers out that said Jake and Elizabeth and Jason are supposed to share scenes, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I've seen
that.
Supposed to happen.
Okay, and by the way, for all of you that watch Ellen DeGeneres, I think tomorrow, the next day, former YNL hunk, Jamal Moore builds all.
Jamal Moore is
going to
be on her show?
He's going to be bearing some skin? All right.
Yeah.
He always bears skin. If you've ever been to his website, I remember years ago while he was still on YNR, and my daughter and I, we were just going through the different sites and whatnot, and I said, let me click on and see what his website looks like. And somebody said, oh, you have to really go to his website and, you know, check it out. And when I did, I said, I don't believe that man is so into himself. Oh, my God. But he is gorgeous. But to me, he turns me off because he's so into himself. You know what I'm saying? Always showing the skin, you know, and the body, although he has a great one. But he is something else. But I have to admit, he's very good on Criminal Minds. That's another show that I do watch when I remember when it's on. It's an excellent show. Excellent show. But Jamal Morris, he's too much. I wonder what he's plugging. Because usually that's what they do. They come on these shows to plug. So what is he plugging away?
Probably the show.
Why? I mean, Criminal Minds is been a show on, you know, for a while. So I wonder why he's plugging it now.
Because aren't they going to start doing their season finales here soon? Because they usually get ready for the season finales. Maybe he's plugging that.
Oh. Or maybe he's in a new Tyler Perry movie or something.
Yeah,
or
he could be in a new movie. They ask him anything.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, you know, at least there's no more holidays until, like, what?
Memorial Day. Mm-hmm.
Don't remind me. I got 7 weeks left of school.
When day did you get out?
We get out. Our high school kids get out the 26th, and the rest get out the 28th.
Oh, May?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because here, my nieces are going to June 18th, 19th, but we are going to be at the beach. So my sister-in-law is going to take them out like the last 2 days, like the 2 days of school, because, you know, basically nothing really happened on the last day, and they only in kindergarten and first grade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, even the last week, all they're doing is messing around.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Because they do
right.
all their testing the week before that, mm-hmm. the second week before school gets out. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
all they do is do trips and fun things. That's all they do.
Yeah.
They just keep to make up the school days.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, and so, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so, like, the week of June, 17th through the 18th through the, like, the 23rd, I will be at the beach, and there won't be any shows, and... Yeah, and I might really, really miss you guys because it will be really strange. I mean, I would try and broadcast the show from the beach, but the problem is I have no internet connection now.
Aw, you're not going to miss. You're going to be chilling out,
I know.
Laying out, sunning yourself at the beach. You're not going to be
She'll
be thinking Blog Talk what?
Well... But, you know, I will be on the phone with Terry, so. But no, but I'm not laying out in the sun because last time I did that, it wasn't really sunny, it was overcast, but the sun was a little, and I was reading a book, and I look like a lobster for 3 days.
You have to be careful, even when you don't see the sun, that those rays come at you. You have to be very careful.
Yeah, and it was hard to sleep for, like, 3 days because I tried to sleep on my back, and that hurt.
Right.
I tried to sleep on my front. Well, that didn't do. So I had to sleep on my side, and I told myself, we are never going through this again because it was really, really painful. And, you know, and by the way, people, don't try and wear a hat. You think wearing a hat... It isn't good. It doesn't protect you. Oh, Jason, this fan. She will be sucking of the hunks of the beef. You know, Jason, this fan, don't give me really good ideas because that is a really good idea.
With an umbrella drink in her hand.
You know what? I mean, but the beef.
Yes.
Okay, the
beef. What in the world is happening? Oh my
what
God.
Is Lexi up to? What is Lexi?
That's my dog. There, I don't know what the heck she's doing. She's going crazy with this.
What kind of dog do you have?
Oh, I got a mixed Labrador, a lab mix. I don't know what the mix is, but I got him at a shelter back in 07, late 07. And I went to all these shelters, and I was in there for hours. I could not decide. You want to take them all. You want to take them all.
Yeah.
If they don't get chosen, they're going to be taken and, you know, euthanized or something.
I know.
And he was the only one out of all the dogs. So he was the only one that got the plate in his mouth, the dish, whatever, you know, the little bowl, and was coming up to me. He kind of like tripped a little bit, which I thought was kind of cute. It's as if he wanted me to feed him or something.
Aww.
And there was another dog there with him, and he was kind of getting mad at this other dog. Was kind of like growling at him, like get away.
Yeah, get away. She's mine.
He was like the only one that was very friendly with me, and I thought that was so cute. So that was one of the reasons why I got him, because he was the only one that was wanting to say hi, you know?
Aww.
And he's so good, though. I did the training stuff. I spent like $100 for the training. And, of course,
wow.
You have to train him on your own. But he knows a little bit of stuff. Like when I say if I have something in my hand, if he wants it, like food or something, if I say sit or something, he'll sit or lie down or something.
And you paid somebody to teach him that.
I know, really. It was like I think it was like 4 weeks or whatever. And and they give you like a certificate at the end, you know, and then they do some activities for the dog, you know, and like a little race at the end, towards the end there, you know, like a training race, you know, to see how well your dog's trained or whatever. And it's not like I came home and trained him like every day. I didn't do that, you know. Every week, that's where he got trained. But it's like with any foreign language or something, you got to practice or something. And I didn't practice. because of his off the street, and they keep him off his leash, and she lies on the grass, just sitting there, and if a dog comes by, she doesn't even get up and bark or get all excited. So calm. And when I have him in my car or something, he whines.
Yes.
You heard Charlie on the phone. He, like, whines, like,
oh, gosh.
All
oh,
excited,
goodness.
And I don't know how to stop him from doing that.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I know. Yes, you do, don't you, puppies? Ah, go away. Don't
push you. Foster, Jake. Stop it. Oh, yeah, I changed his name, people, because he was called Foster, but then I just added the Jake because I...
know where, why I named him Foster? Can anybody remember on some daytime show why Foster? That's
yes,
a question.
Because of the cooler name.
Why did I name him Foster? Can anybody think on GH?
Because Lucky had a dog named Foster.
Yes, that's good, yes.
Oh, okay.
I've always liked that name Foster ever since. And Carly's the only one that knew. Everybody else asked me, did you name it after a beer? I'm like, no.
Beer? I didn't remember.
I liked that dog Annabelle that was on there, too. That was the calming dog, Annabelle. And my little niece is named Annabelle, and one day I had the general hospital, like the dog, and I go, see, Annabelle, that's a dog named Annabelle. She goes, was I named after that? I'm like, no, but if you were, that would still be a cute name. See, a lot of people don't like my name, the puppies and cows and everything, but I think I'm very funny when I do it. Just because they don't understand why I would name a black and white cow Michael Jackson, I would just be funny.
Michael Jackson.
Oh. He was a nice cow. I mean, I just, but no, certainly, there he is, TV. Well, have you guys ever seen Monk? Anyone?
You know, I watched Monk a few times. It was a very good show. He was hysterical. He used to make me laugh. You know, he used to make Monk. I watched it maybe a handful of times, but I never really. I know I watched the final show. You know, I said why I hadn't watched it in I don't know how long, but I said, well, I just want to see it go off. You know, it was such a you know, very, very good show. For a while, but
I lack patience. I know, I do too. I mean, this is really, really, really difficult.
What happened?
Patience for them to get back together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I made up in my mind. I guess, you know, since Becky. Becky won't. She'll be off for most of the summer, right? You got. Will she be off the entire summer, June,
no,
July, August?
No. Well, what I've heard is.
I know she, her due date is August.
Yeah.
No, in July.
So true.
Oh, her due date is in July.
I thought it was July 6th.
No, it's August 8th.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Her due date's August 8th. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm sure, I guess they take
but I think
some
she goes on maternity leave in July.
In July, right. So
and
she'll
she
be off for at least 2 months, right?
No, that might not be true. It might be like a month and a half because she said in an interview, she might just do what Victoria just did with the baby. That actress... She was only gone like a month and a half, and you can bring the baby a book and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Talking about the girl on YNR, yeah.
Yep.
Because yeah. I was wondering, because in that case, Steve's contract is going to be up soon, and maybe he and Sam will just continue on until both their contracts are up, you know, which is what the fall look like.
You know what, I think that, you know, May, June, you will see Jason breaking up, and then you will see Jason go after live because Wilma had this, he will be presumed dead, and everyone else will believe it, but Jason.
But wait a minute. Where did you read this at that she's going to be presumed? Is this somebody's idea of fanfic that she's going to be presumed dead? Because how did we guess she was going to be presumed dead? And Jason?
Because of Elena. Elena's going to do something with that baby.
Because she's going to use the new baby. Because she knows it's Lucky's baby, and she's going to use Lucky's baby against the Spencers. By making it a Cassadine.
But the newest rumor I've heard is the baby isn't Nicholas.
But Jason.
No, it's Jason's.
I don't get how
in the hell
does
that happen?
Okay, excuse me. Do not yell at me. I don't know. You know what they could have met off screen, had a great night of passing, boom.
Then that could be Cam, too. Then Cam could be his
name,
too.
Saying about Cam, too, that maybe they met off camera and had, and you know, got pregnant with Cam or whatever. That's what I always wanted to believe, you know. Yeah. I always wanted Cam to be Jake.
Then what's the difference? Then he's ignoring both of them. So whether he has both kids or one kid, he's not thinking about it. Listen, Bridget, are you still reading No More?
Yes.
Oh man.
And
let me ask you something. Are there some chapters missing? Now the last chapter I read was 60 something, and I read it today with a.
They go in two chapters each.
No, that I understand, but it seemed like because I was away for the weekend, and then when I clicked back on it, you know, it seemed like some chapters were missing because I saw chapters because I. You know, what I should do is I should save, like, the last chapter because I lose track of, you know, what I'm reading because I'm reading two and three stories at the same time.
Yeah.
And
God.
And I'm going crazy. I said, wait a minute now. Does this belong to this story?
Well, the newest chapter is when Cam gets leukemia.
Yeah, okay. I'm into that.
Just got back from her honeymoon.
Right. Okay. That I read. Okay.
I don't think so. I think unless you missed one somewhere, I don't know.
I don't know either. But because this is on it's on RTN, right? Road to Nowhere
yes.
site. Yeah. But anyways,
you know
why can't General Hospital be more like. No More, because, that's so good, boy.
I know.
Jason
or even Silent Bond. With that, Silent Bond, that was a good one, too.
I don't know whether I ever watched that.
Well,
I don't know whether I ever read that.
You got to read that one. It's good, too, because Elizabeth is the one that saves Jason, and it's the Lizzie that comes out in her.
Okay,
and
now tell me some more about it. Tell me some more about it.
Is
he hurt somewhere?
Yeah, he's in Venezuela because Sonny sent him over to talk to some mob
contacts, and he gets into a mudslide.
She goes with Steven and finds him and brings him back. Well, he adopts this Venezuelan girl, Jerry Jax steals her brother and tells him that he's abusing the little girl, Jason is, and he wants him to kill him. Well, they end up killing Jerry Jax, and he finds out the truth that he's been good to the little girl. And they're all a big, happy family. They're all living in a house together. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a good story.
Really? You know, they had started this on the RTN, this thing called Sessions. And so far, they've only had one session. It was supposed to be like six sessions. This was Liz talking to Lainey, talking to Lainey. She was telling her problem.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to be six sessions, but so far they've only had one, and I don't even see it anymore. So I just read the one, which was pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. Like I said, I don't know why I start these stories, and I get two or three stories, and I'm getting them all confused. What goes with what, you know.
anything beats watching General Hospital, which I don't. So I always say I'm going to try to watch it, you know, and then so I'll really know what's going on, because I read the recaps and everybody has different opinions. People see things differently, you know. And I said I should just watch it one day. But then I turn it on, then I see her with his Jason with Sam, and I just can't deal. So then I turn it off again, and then I don't bother to go back. So
well, you know, in this, I never thought we would be back on the J-Sam train.
Oh, well, see.
Well, they should have never put it back on the J-Tank train.
I don't get, I know. No, I know. I don't understand. How many times is this for them? Is this like their third or fourth time?
I'd say, yeah, fourth or fifth.
Yeah,
I mean, there is nothing between them. All they have now is just freaking conversations about Christina. I mean... And then
or Michael, or Sonny.
I mean, the rumor that they're getting married, I'm like, excuse me, but they're not going to write Jason married at all. If they can't write him married to Liz, why are they going to write? That would be so hypocritical of the freaking show to do that. And there are going to be a big backlash of that.
Honey, if they would ever get married, that's the end of Jason.
That's the end of Jason.
Everybody would be jumping shit. Everybody.
I know. And I think that if Jason and Liz got married, I think there could be, I don't think it would be the end of them. I honestly don't, because there could be so, well, even if they are just together, like, you know, engaged or whatever, they should just have a long engagement or something.
They have separate lives. They have their own lives and occupation.
Right. Yeah, right.
That's what me and Carly were talking about today. I was saying, at least Jason and Liz can have their own separate storyline outside of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sam is always stuck in the mob storyline.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a storyline on her own.
Well, first of all, Kelly's not that good an actress to
I
be
know,
able
I, yeah.
to carry off her own, you know, storyline, basically.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Becky can. You know, Becky is a very strong actress. And she really doesn't need any props, you know, but Kelly does.
Did any of you guys notice on SoapNet that they're pimping Jay Stank? Did you see that? They have people on SoapNet writing how Jay Sam is so great.
Oh, that's what, okay. That's what I've been meaning to say all night. Okay, so I opened my Sabata Weekly, and I almost died in the bathtub, people, because I almost hit my head. I was reading, like, the Terry is or whatever. I was like, the Weekly Biz. And from the goose that said, oh, Jade Sam, kid, Jade Sam, you know, are a really good, couple because they can do non-invensive stuff doing this Christina thing.
How
emotional is. Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm, you know, I'm going to say this, and if I get a hate mail right now, I don't care. Kelly Monaco cannot do an emotional thing. All Kelly Monaco can do is throw Ethan across the desk. Get mad. There's no emotion. That girl does not know how to do emotion.
See, it's the part that it turns me off, is that they're still trying to push this couple.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to pimp them right and left.
It's unbelievable.
And
there are times I say, are they trying to get GH canceled? I mean, you know, because I feel that sometimes. I said, why do they continue to push this couple, and if it's not this couple, then it's Liz and Lucky. Why?
Yeah.
And
okay,
they
you
see
guys,
from the ratings, it's not working.
Yeah.
It's
okay, you guys.
Working.
Thank
yes.
you for coming here. But on the show, I mean, we are probably gonna go over time. It's like 1 minute. Okay, everyone. Before I forget, call the comment light. And call ABC Soap and Dub and say enough of this Jade Sam pimping has to go. This couple is not working. And the focus groups are made of people who sit in the room that are related to everyone at ABC. They are not really focus groups. They are related to people. So just call the aides, say you don't want Kelly Monaco on the screen anymore, and I will be happy.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't make the calls no more. I don't, because I see it was like a, you know, losing battle. You can write, you can vote, you can call. Those people are going to do what they freaking want to do, you know, really. And all this calling and writing, will it do good? I don't know. I don't know. You know, I know years ago I used to do that. But I don't do that anymore, because I see that they don't care. Look how long everyone's been fighting for this couple and writing and this,
you know,
and
what?
That. And the people are continuing to do what they want to do, and that's it. Now when they are good and ready to say, okay, then that's it, and they put their hands up in the air and said, okay, then we'll do the other couple. But until then, I just don't see it happening. I really don't. Not that I don't want them, but I just don't see them going there yet. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like, you know, Debbie Downer, but this is the way I feel.
You know what?
The way I figure it is,
you know what? I believe in my heart so strongly that we are going to see Jason and Liz back together fall. You know what? You know, I just think with the rating they're going to go down, the rating they're going to...
But the ratings have been going down.
Okay,
Molly,
but
the
okay.
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 But the ratings are down, Carly.
Yes, Carly, the ratings are down. How much further do you want them to go down?
Where do you want
I'm
them
just
go?
Saying, I'm just saying...
Like zero?
Well, no, I'm just saying I think the ratings are going to go really down really soon, and this, you know, this whole thing would do good. Could be helping us with the ratings go down, because a lot of the do good people are not going to watch for like 2 weeks to block out. I just, you know what? The way
yeah,
I see
the
it.
The thing is with Drew Garrett is they're not going to get him back.
No.
You know, I'm sorry to tell him. I applaud him for their effort.
Yeah.
But he
I
is not
too.
Coming back.
No, he's
and he
he's
will
gone.
Find something way better than GH ever
Amen.
Had.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
he's
course,
young.
Then,
that kid
right.
has got
See,
that's
to
this, live for.
That's
that
in his
they
favor.
Will not bring him back. Not
no, they're not going to bring him back. You know,
look at that one
gal.
She called him and they hung up on her and didn't want to hear
mm-hmm.
disgruntled talk.
Like
you know,
I'm saying, they don't care about the fans. That's the main thing. That's why I don't bust my ass, you know, because they're not paying my rent or anything. So I really don't care. Like I will always be a fan. I will always be a fan. But you know, I used to get, you know, sort of depressed when I used to, you know, when 3 o'clock would come because I can watch G&H. Now I don't even bother to watch no more. I will read the recaps. I will read some spoilers, which most of them are a bunch of lies anyway. But as far as getting people back, no, I believe, you know, the powers that be are going to do what they want to do. They just don't care. This set of fools do not care. And Franz is the ringleader. He doesn't get
well. Not necessarily true. I think Sweeney. Sweeney's the boss.
Yes, Sweeney.
Okay,
and
so who's this? And
yeah,
Sweeney.
Destruction. She.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she
and
don't care either. She don't.
I just feel like Fawn is date number, Goose is date number, and maybe Sweeney's date number, you know?
They just need to get some fresh writers that have a fresh perspective on something and actually
get
the history back of GH.
What they really have to do, they have to allow the writers to write. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? They have to allow the writers to write. You got Franz, you got whatever is looking over their shoulders, telling them what to write. What kind of freaking crap is this?
Yes.
No, I mean, doesn't he have to manage stuff? Why don't you let the writers write their stories? But they don't do that.
And until that happens, it's never going to change to me. This is my opinion. It's never going to change unless the writers are given free rein to write. That's why they got their jobs, because they're writers. Let the freaking writers write.
But also, they need to write instead of repeating.
They have repeated
so much storylines. How many baby daddies? How many hit and runs?
How many mob hits?
How many this and that are they going to go before they figure out that they have wasted so much time?
I know. And when they do get their heads out of their butts, it'll probably be too late. You know what I'm saying? It'll probably be too late. So I just don't stress out over it no more. I said, oh, well, if it happens, it happens, and it don't.
What did I just do?
What happened?
I don't know what I just... I'm sorry.
You're insane.
I'm fooling around with the thing here on chat. What the heck?
And I'm going to say something before I get cut off. This damn thing better not cut me off tonight, or I'm going to do a smackdown on Blog Talk.
Uh-oh, what?
Last Monday, I got cut off. I was so
mad. Yeah, I've been cut off twice.
I was just in the middle of a sentence, and it went click, and I'm like, you've got to freaking kid me. I am going to do a beat down here somewhere.
Well, hurry up and say what you got to say.
No,
hurry up and say it. Say it. Hurry up. Oh,
hey, Buzz.
Hey, what?
Say whatever you were going to say.
Oh, I know that's what I was going to say. I said, I'm damn tired of getting cut off when I'm about in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
And then Carly goes, where'd you go? Well, I got
Where'd
cut
you go?
Off.
Yeah, I'm like,
damn thing.
Oh, God. I was hoping Jay might come on tonight.
I know, but I think Jay's a little mad at me.
No, I don't know whether it's that. I think he got cut off, too. I say this. Blog Talk just cuts.
But he asks the same question every time he's on. How more?
Because I guess because he never got an answer. That's why he asked Carly the question. You know
answer is never gonna change. I mean, he doesn't like Maxine Spinelli and Lulu. I'm sorry, I do. And that would not be the hard decision I will make. My hard decision I will make is at the top, Game with Fonz, Sweeney, maybe not Gosa, and Game with Kelly Monaco. And you know why I matter? Because I'm the boss. Game with Zay-Zay. Oh, playing Zay-Zay with someone else for life. And Lucky and Liz will never sell a stupid another scene again.
Did anybody watch in the hospital today? Did anybody know what happened on the show? I'm in the process of watching it right now.
Yes,
oh, no, I don't watch it. What happened, Bridget?
Well, let's see. Sam was whining to Jason about Kiefer and asked him if he hit Kiefer, and which was stupid anyway.
Why
because
would she ask
Jason
that?
Would never leave a hit and run ever.
So what did he say? What was he insulted?
He said no. I was nowhere near, and he was been at the hospital waiting for talking to Sonny.
Hmm.
And she asked if Sonny put a hit on Kiefer, and he said no, and told her, and then she went in to tell Chrissy that Kiefer died, and Lexus watched as Kiefer died crying. She was remembering
that, yeah,
what she did. And then Kiefer's mom blamed Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a $5 million reward on who hit and run Kiefer. And Matt comes up and talks to Alexis and tries to console her. And then Chrissy and Jason talk, and that was kind of – you got to watch how Jason reacts to Christina. I think he's thinking about Jake when she's talking to him.
Really?
Okay.
Why?
Just by
what
his facial expression.
What are some of the things that they say?
Well, she was just talking that it was all her fault, and and that he would, every time he hit her, he'd apologize and give her presents and stuff. And now that he's dead, there's no apologies, no presents, and it's all her fault. And she
so
wanted
what does that happen? So why do you think that would remind
Jason? I don't know, just about how she was listening to her. I think he was, he was just looking weird to me, and he was starting to tear up. So I'm thinking,
he's always tearing up.
No, yeah,
but I don't know. Just the way they were sitting and talking, he held her hand, and she asked him to be honest with her, and he told her that he didn't hit Kiefer, and Sonny didn't do it either. And
you know what the thing is, you know, for Zaytsen and Sam to be a real couple, Sam doesn't know Zaytsen at all, because coming home and saying, did you leave Hilderman, or did you kill Ethan O'Keefe? Come on, Sam. What, you supposedly know Zaytsen the best? Come on, he would never leave a hit one.
Well.
And then Lucky arrested Ethan because Max said that he hit that his car looked like it had hit a person, that he had hit a person, which is the accident with him and Maya 2 days before.
Oh.
And I don't know why Ethan lied to Lucky in the first place, because that's kind of stupid, because it was the dent from when he got in the accident.
And
I guess it would be too simple for him to tell Lucky that, huh? I guess that's too simple.
I don't know, but it's all messed up.
They have to complicate everything on this show.
But tomorrow, supposedly, Alexis tells Diane what she did, and then she tells Mac, and Mac lets her go on her own recognizance, and that's just, I'm sorry, but they make the PCPD look so stupid.
Because when they do that, by the way, Terry, we didn't lose you yet, right?
No, I'm here.
Why are you so quiet? Someone like you.
Spoilers are out there for. It looks like I was reading something that Liz walked in on Maxie and Lucky or something.
Yeah, there's media picked out.
Is she all hurt and stuff or jealous? How long?
Okay, that's not why I'm crying. I'm crying because they are messing up my other couple, and I don't want to say that.
Yeah, I'm worried.
I don't think they're doing that, Carly, though. They're just there to talk. That's it. Okay. And Maxie picks up that Liz and Lucky are not over or something.
Oh, come on. They are so over. They've been over since he died in the fire.
But there's media picked out for next week, so.
Oh, but you know what is so funny? There's no media picks with Zaytsen out.
Nope.
Isn't that interesting? The big couple doesn't have any media picks. So, okay.
But see, next week is when Jason tries to go under the bus for Sonny.
Okay, keep going, Jason. Please, that will make Sam.
Oh, yeah, it says here Jason's willing to sacrifice himself for Sonny, and at the courthouse, Jason offers to throw himself under the bus.
Yeah.
So
stupid. Carly, but Claire won't take
it. What an idiot.
Claire offers Sonny a bargain, and he doesn't take it, and that makes Diane happy because she thinks she can win the case. Mm-hmm. Carly gets up on the stand next week for Sonny. And cause the big to do.
Sorry, okay. Why is Diane doing? I thought Alexis was on the defense team too, right?
Well, now that Chrissy, it's all about Chrissy. So yeah, but she was with Diane on with Sonny. But now that Chrissy's hurt, she's with Chrissy.
Oh, well, okay. That
makes sense. Jason is going to throw herself under the bus for Sonny.
But see, Sam, she tells Sam, and Sam tells her to lie. So I don't know where that fits between telling Mac before or after she tells Mac and Diane.
Well,
Lulu tell Dante about her abortion or something? He doesn't like
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, and today Dante was talking about abortion, and Lulu left him real suddenly because she hasn't told him yet that she had an abortion.
Oh, I was wondering when that was going to start.
You know what? Why should he be all about Malibu? Because I don't think Dante should be Malibu over the books and stuff. You know, but bringing Brooklyn in for angst, okay.
I don't know if that's for sure, but that's what I'm figuring. I'm figuring Brooklyn knew Dante before.
And another thing is very, very interesting, I think, is, the thing is, you bring Patrick and Lisa on his angst, and you know what, think about it, people, why is Coleman, Alice, and Lisa on the Zoo? Because number one, Coleman, that just laughable about Coleman being on the Zoo.
Considering he worked for, he's in with Sonny.
And Sonny and Zay helped him at one point with Zakes.
And he does some work for Sonny, too. He keeps his ears out for Sonny.
Oh, and also there's a spoiler here. It says, look for Maya's younger half-sister, Zoe, which is to also pop up in April. She is supposed to be for Michael. Guza, she's a bored 17-year-old wild child who doesn't care about the Ward legacy because she's technically not a Ward. Guza explained she sees that Maya has a good thing going, living with the Quartermain. She shows up to get her piece, too. Yep. And I don't want a Brooklyn to come between Dante and Lewis.
I agree.
Man, you know... Oh, hooked up on these stuff.
Oh.
Gotta screw them all up.
Well, and Patrick's supposed to sleep with Lisa.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh.
He's supposed to sleep with her.
So
that's
what's happening
spoiler.
When he and Robin, is have they been arguing or something? Or?
Oh, yeah, about Sonny.
Yes.
About Sonny and trying to help him, and Patrick doesn't want it.
What?
But Patrick doesn't know Michael's the one that killed Claudia. It was, so he's...
But you know what? Michael killing Claudia wasn't like, I'm going to rock this.
Yeah.
It was self-defense. It was like the classic case for self-defense. I would never understand it.
Well, and if Sonny would have been a good father, he would have had Michael confess and deal with the consequences and let the cards fall what they may, and that would have been a better story than this Sonny in the trial for another month.
I've gotten all stupid.
They should have made him open his eyes and deal with the consequences and go through whatever trial or whatever he needed to do and then go from there.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
I just
know.
He's not
say...
helping Michael. He's making it worse.
Oh, I know.
I wonder how this new Michael will fit into the. I'm interested to see how he will. He'll do because sometimes. I know people don't like recasts, but sometimes they actually work.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. It all
depends. Recast never worked for me was Melissa Reed when she left in a horrible recast.
Oh yeah, that didn't work. And the Greenlee, remember Greenlee on ABC?
Yeah, I didn't like
Greenlee,
the other Greenlee.
Yeah, the other one. But they did her so bad because they didn't give her any warning or nothing, and it seemed like they were going behind her back, trying to talk. Becky, to come back to the show, and then she agreed, and when that girl went in that morning, they said, oh, by the way, this is your last day. And she wasn't that bad, but she wasn't Greenlee, as we know her. But still, it's how they did it. It was so mad. Well, look what they did to Greg Vaughn. They just, when they get sick of your ass is grass. That's it. They just don't care about people. That's one company I wouldn't want to work for, boy. No way.
But could you imagine going on Twitter saying, oh, no, I'm not going to leave, and then the next day, wham, bam, you're out of there.
Yeah.
Like, I just told everybody on my Twitter list that, oh, I was safe.
It's how they do stuff. You know, they're so underhanded with their shit. You know, they're just so underhanded. No.
You know, I wonder if we are going to get cut off.
Hey, why'd you come?
Oh, well, we always get cut off for the most part. Well,
I know,
but sometimes, you know, we say, okay, well, this is it, you know, good night. But there are times when, you know, you're talking before you know it, you're talking to the wind or to the, because there's nobody on the other end. You know, I'm just talking away, you know, so. I wish I could take Steve Burton and Becky Hertz and drag them over to CBS, Young and the Restless. I wish they were just off this show. I really
like put them in witness protection program.
Yeah, right. Where nobody can find them. Nobody can find them.
Yeah, I was just saying that to Carly one day. They should do a storyline like that where they're in the witness protection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, because you know why? One thing I want to be out there is I want one day when I know it's probably never going to happen, but for Lucky and Sam to go to Jason and Liz and say, you know what? Jason wasn't behind the Russian stuff. We will. It was all false rights that got kidnapped. It wasn't you guys a dangerous life. It was Lucky and Sam. I would love that. I would love that more than anything.
But you know what? I don't think Lucky and Sam were aware that those, because they followed Sam, right? The guys followed, they were following her, right? I mean, how did they come to the cabin? They were following them.
Guy followed Sam and Jason to the house.
Right.
And was watching from the house, from the bushes.
Right.
And then they followed him from there.
Right. So.
But yeah, I love to have them have an adventure together. Her and the boy, them and the boys go on witness protection and go and have an adventure together.
Yeah, well.
And get Lizzie back. I'm so tired of waiting.
Yes,
Liz. She needs to get back to her roots and get Lizzie back and tell all these people to either step up or get the hell out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, for Steve to, I mean, Scott, whatever the brother's name, he needs to this,
Steven? Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to be a little more supportive and, you know, he was always in Elizabeth's life. He just came on. So it's like, wait a moment, you've been here, but you haven't really been here the whole time.
Well, he was here before, but he was a different character.
True.
You know, but, so, I mean, he's got some insight on how Liz was. Him wanting her going back to Shady Brook, I'm sorry, if they would put her in Shady Brook, they should have shown her do some therapy.
Exactly.
They should have do some talking about what's going on in her life and get
her
out of this.
Line. She would
and
have
then it's another what the fuck
line.
Moment. I mean, they
right.
just one minute she's in Shady Brook, the
right.
next minute
Yay!
She's out.
You
know?
Right. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I mean, well, the whole show don't make
never
sense.
Got to the root of what
the whole show is effed up.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I know, it's like, you
it's
know.
Depressing.
Isn't it? I know, it's like
cut the paste and then you go, well, what just happened?
Because isn't the show supposed
right.
to be fans? You know, the shows are supposed to be their fans. It's not supposed to be a damn political agenda. It's supposed to be, they're supposed to be writing for us, not for what.
Feeding the pig.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. Other shows don't put you through this. I mean, you know, like Bold and the Beautiful, Y&R, you know, those are shows you can watch and they're not, you know, what are they doing? They're not, like, doing what they're doing on GH. They're not an exception.
And it's so funny because when I read other boards like, you know, YNR, you know, it's really amazing, but they're saying that they have the same complaints that we do about GH. And I said, how can there be complaints? You know, like the grass is always greener. But I said, how could they be complaining about Y&R? But they do. I guess those are like long-term fans, and they know more than I do. Because I watched Y&R in the past, and then I stopped, and then I started up again. But to me, their show is so much better than ours. It's so good. I mean, they have their storylines are good. I mean, and you don't have to wait 5 years before it comes to an end. And
I know.
You know, and they obviously listen to their fans. You know, I mean, so but their fans, everybody's complaining. Everybody's complaining. They got the same type of complaints. But I'm sorry. To me, GH is the worst thing out there. I don't watch all of those, but the two that I watch, there's no comparison.
Well, you know, B&B is, you know, even though it's really good right now, it's making me want to throw something at the TV because, you know, I think for a lot of the soap thing, the grass is always greener on the other side because, you know, you have your complaints. I still have a big complaint with One Life to Live. You know, they did not ever have to break up John and Ally. They could have just gave them a little time out, but now broke them up, and they are trying to get them back together with I love John and Ally.
Oh,
so
God,
I just
and
was, yeah, I just wish they would hurry the F up and do it.
Him and Marty aren't going to last either. I bet you anything Marty loses that baby.
Yeah, I thought about that. I felt she might. She'll probably lose it.
They're not
going to
last that long. And Jessica grabbed Brody's arm today when they were put to take him Bo to the emergency or into surgery. So she'll get her memory back here. I hope soon because that her crying over Christian's pissing me off.
Yeah, isn't that? I know.
I'm so sick of that. I'm sick of her acting like a teenager. She needs to go back to being Jessica.
Me too. What they think it was going to bring up ratings or whatever or something?
No, they were trying to piss us off, I really believe.
Well, they did a good job.
There was any Christian and Jessica out there, I guess.
So they did a good job.
You wanted to see if they're going to work again or something, but no.
So do you think when Fish and his man leave that Gigi gets Sierra?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
What's that?
When Fish and his boyfriend leave the show, do you think that Gigi gets Sierra Rose?
Oh, I don't know. Is that where they're gonna go, or?
I don't know.
Well, Fish says she's
still going for custody of Sierra Rose.
I don't know.
I think she will. I think she will. You know, give. Get custody. Another thing, I still believe that Bo could be Rex's son. Hey,
you never know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, if you write in Bo, David to be Bo's son, why cannot Rex be?
Oh, that's right. David is Bo's son, huh?
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
What happened to Bo? I see coming attractions, and
he got shot.
Oh.
Skyler shot him. Skyler was going to shoot Rex, and Bo jumped in front of him and got shot instead.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
But something's going to happen because something about him and Nora, there was a previous for next week.
Something's
going to happen to Bo that I don't know if he doesn't remember Nora or what happened.
Oh, God.
I love the relationship between Rex and Bo.
Rex and Bo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
they are
I think it's sweet. And I remember the other day I was watching Layden when Miss was on the hospital gurney and Bo slapped him like this. He goes, I know I shouldn't be doing this, and then he decks Miss, and but okay, but did Miss die yet? Oh no.
What's that?
Is Miss like a goner, or because I heard this. Okay, well, because I heard the rumor that Miss was gonna die, this week or next week, or maybe he already had died.
I don't know.
Hey, Carly, how do you put the smiley on this thing? I'm trying to do a smiley face.
But I can't
doing anything.
Okay, you see where you're smiley, though?
Yeah, but I tried.
And then open that up, and
yeah.
Then you still have all your smiles.
I know, but oh, there it goes.
Oh, my God, you're
little
evil.
Did I set you? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Little devil.
Yeah. Hey,
you look crazy. Oh,
you know, see, you be nice now. But we were talking, like, in a couple of years, we should, like, all meet, like, halfway.
Oh, yeah, we were talking today. We were thinking, like, you know, in a couple of years when I have a really, really good job, make a lot of money, you know, we could all meet up halfway or something, you know. Because Shirley lives in Florida. Talia lives somewhere back east. And
where is Talia? We missed her tonight.
You guys, Talia had a family death, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I think she saw it. She sounds very, very,
she's very
depressed.
I can hear that. I said, when you want to talk about, I'm here, but this here, Terry's here, this,
oh,
you know, Facebook.
Oh, Bridget, what's this? All these smiley faces. Okay, you can do it. I'll do it, too.
What the hell are you all doing? What are you all doing?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Look at it. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
You are not on the internet, are you, silly?
Huh?
You.
Let's see.
Oh, look.
My.
Click.
Oh, my God.
Here's a cute one. Here we go.
But they don't have any cool ones. They just got the same ones, which is
the same
one.
This one.
You
go to glasses.
Oh, yes, Bam needs
Bam needs to die. Oh, God. Look at that. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, and to answer your question, Carly, yes, the raviolis were very, very good.
Really?
Oh!
And I made a banana cream pudding homemade tonight.
What?
I'm eating
it. Oh, my goodness. And you didn't save us none?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I made a bunch of nice good stuff today. I made blueberry muffins. I made...
aren't you Susie Homemaker?
Cookies for my daddy because he loves them.
Hey,
have
you ever made a homemade carrot cake yet?
Yes.
That's what I love. My carrot cake is like the bomb. Every time I make
German chocolate cake.
Oh, you're making me hungry for something sweet.
I know. I've been.
Oh, man, don't. Dumb because he's trying to be good and
so
he called. What did you call me the other day about the whole donut thing?
I can make good homemade donuts too. Oh yeah.
Bridget.
Hey, I taught myself how to cook. I'm a tomboy. And I spent 99% of my time out on the ranch, so I never learned to cook with my sisters when I was younger. So when I got older, I just taught myself. I can kick my mom's butt in cooking. And she admitted it.
All right.
Do you watch,
Bridget, do you watch Food Network?
No, but I download lots and lots of recipes, and I like to experiment.
Yeah.
And when I experiment, they
do. Yeah, that's how I am.
Well,
that's
up in my
like
days,
my sister,
they taste darn good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't make little raviolis. I make big ones. And they
what do you,
are.
What do you stuff them with? Meat? Do you stuff them with ground
yep.
sausage or what?
Well, I it just depends. I'll make little meatballs.
Yeah.
And stuff them in there, or I could do sausage, or maybe
mm-hmm.
Canadian bacon. I'll put little Canadian bacon in them. They're good too.
Mm.
And I like to experiment. I like to try different things.
All right. All right. Coming to your house.
How does a guest keep? Hey, there's two guests in here. So there's other listeners or other guests in here, huh? Or no?
Yeah, I think
296 and 892.
That might be me, because that might be me.
No, you're on. You're loving Liz Liaison, aren't you?
Yeah, but
you're on.
My computer's been weird. Every time I log in, it's still logging me as. I'm still probably in as a guest too. I don't think this.
Not
is my
on mine, because your name's coming up on mine.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And you're on the. You're because guests don't get to go on the chat room. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I just don't get, okay. What time is it? 10:35.
Yes. I could say something so funny.
Say it.
No, I'm just saying. So, when you get off here, you're going to go get, okay, I can't do it. I mean, I really want, but no,
what?
I'm making fun of the time you said you have to go get dressed.
Oh, please. So funny. You're just hilarious. You're just hilarious. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, let's speak. Ha, ha, ha. Here's a little.
I've been so bad this week. I haven't done a dang thing this whole week. My dad let me have the week off from the ranch. I haven't had to drive a bus in a week, so I'm enjoying. I haven't gotten out of my pajamas in a week.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that.
Really?
And I just went to town today, and everybody's like, how are you doing? I said, oh, I just came in for the day. And I said, I haven't been out of my pajamas. I haven't done nothing.
But so then you go back on Monday and visit?
Yeah, and then we have 7 weeks left. We don't have a break for 7 weeks.
Oh, wait, wait. Yeah, you do. Wait. Oh, you're off before Memorial Day, right?
Yeah.
Right, for Memorial Day. Yeah, that's the only holiday. That's the only next holiday.
I'll have a week off, and then I do summer school. I drive for summer school. But
how long is that, folks?
Well, last year we had 3 sessions, so I don't know if we'll have 3 sessions or only 2. But they kind of spread out, so I still get a break. I'll get a month off here or there.
Oh, okay.
But see, there in summer, the only thing we really do on the place is do haying and check fence.
You know what I love?
Move cows up to the high country and let them get fat and sassy and just kind of get the place cleaned up for the summer and get ready for fall again. So
that's the one thing I miss about my grandparents not having a farm. With the whole hay thing. Not because I lifted the hay thing, but I was the one that got to drive the tractor until I ran over the electrical cold thing. But I really never...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I meant to stop it, and I put... I meant to stop the tractor. Well, stupid me to put into, like, park or whatever you were supposed to, but I just thought if you stopped the whole thing, Are you guys here?
Uh-huh.
We're listening. I'm feeling my face.
Well, no, it stopped, and then I ran over that cord, and then I almost went through the electric fence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, fine, Jill. I cannot drive anything, okay? I try, but I fail miserably.
Oh, boy. Stay out of your way.
Mm. Well, yeah. And what time is it in Florida now, silly?
Mm.
Are you 2 or 3 hours difference in Florida?
Right now it's 1:38 a.m.
Okay,
wow.
That's
nothing because I get in the bed, you know. If I get in the bed, I turn on the TV. 9 out of 10 times I'm going to fall asleep, but I start out watching something. But
last night I was watching this really good movie on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And for the life of me, I chose this T-bird, but I thought, oh, I'm going to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I know. I always feel like I'm going to look at this, and it seems like I'm wide awake, but apparently I'm not because 5 minutes into the show, that's it, you know, and then I wake up and the TV is still on, and, you know, it's the same old, but that's what puts me to sleep, you know.
Oh, my God, Terry, are you
here? What happened?
Terry?
No. She got cut out, I bet.
Oh, she got cut off?
Yep, she's gone. Yep, because her name's gone.
Oh, wow. I tell you, people, they just get zapped out. Like, people from outer space just come and zap you out. That's it.
That is funny, because he was here.
Yep. There's just four of us now.
Well,
four on the board anyway.
Mm-hmm,
Well, yeah, I looked and I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then, you know, I thought that would work. Because, you know, I was making those really weird smiley faces at her. And then she was gone. So, yes. So, are you going to stay in your PJs all day tomorrow, too, with it?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to get my house spring cleaned while I've got the chance.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
I can still do it in my PJs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to do a room a day. But, see, I've been staying up late, too, and I don't usually stay up late unless I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
So, I'm usually in bed by 8 or 9. When I'm not,
you have to get up early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So during the week, I barely have time to come home and get cleaned up, eat, and go to sleep. Well, now I'm taking advantage of it. I haven't been getting to bed till 6 in the morning every
night. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
I get on here and I get to dinking around or watching something I really like I haven't watched in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and my dog's looking at me like, aren't we going to bed yet?
When I
tell her it's time to go to bed, she goes to bed with me.
Aww.
And she don't move until I get up. Well, she's in the chair looking at me like, isn't it time to go to bed yet?
Right.
Bed now. Because she sleeps under the covers with me. She's so spoiled.
Oh, my God.
She lays out, and then she'll get uncomfortable, and she'll nose me, and then I say, okay, you want to get under the covers? And she crawls under the covers and sleeps.
Oh, no.
And she'll sleep. Her head will hit the pillow, and she'll lay full length, her head hitting the pillow like she's a person.
Yeah, right.
With the covers over her. So she has her pillow, and
oh,
I have mine.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that is funny.
Who needs a man when you got a dog to snuggle?
Who needs it? Look, men are dogs anyway.
Oh, my God.
They're just the three-legged kind, that's all.
Well, but how many women do you have, Bridget to clean? Is it that bad, or?
Oh, no, it's just spring cleaning. I keep it up. It's just I want to do it every spring and fall. I do a deep clean. And that way I'm ready for summer where I can get my windows all cleaned up so I can open them up for the summer. And you know, just minor things, just stuff to kind of catch up on that I've kind of quit messing around.
Right.
Drapes and cleaning the windows and cleaning my stove and mopping and dusting and all that usual hoopla that... But see, I got horses to train too, so I'm trying to juggle.
What do you train them to do? What do you?
We raise horses for the place, and what we don't use on the place we sell at an auction, and the colts I need to start so they get a better price.
Oh,
and I,
I
see.
Yeah, so I am trying to break some horses so I can get them ready to go and pick which ones we want to keep and pick and choose which ones we can let go. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I got a bunch of colts that are ready to start, and it's been so crappy, and I've been sick, so I've been kind of lagging on my stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm better, and now that I got a week off, I've been lazy, so that adds time.
But you know, they said that riding a horse is really good exercise, I guess.
It is. It's wonderful. It exercises muscles. It exercises your butt, your abs, your legs, your arms.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm very, as you've seen probably in my pictures on Facebook, I'm very athletic. So,
yeah, and I mean, because we had horses when we were growing up, and I remember every day we got a ride, well, except if it was raining. And I thought one day it was a good idea to take the horse down the street and back. That wasn't a good thing. That wasn't very advisable, but... You know, because the horse pooped on the thing, on the street.
It happened. When you got to go, you got to go.
Well, because, my grandparents
and they don't care where they go, as long as they
go. Yeah, because my grandparents had this big old suit, and you could ride for not miles. It seemed like miles to me, because you could be gone for, like, an hour or two in this ride.
Oh, that's nothing. I've ridden 30 miles or more a day. I mean, that is. I've been on a horse from dusk till dawn. So an hour's nothing. I've been on a horse all day some days.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I mean, this summer when we go to the beach, we are gonna try. And when some horses that we can take on the beast.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I mean,
oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, because the kids wanted to do it last year, but we had to do it in advance. And so instead, we did the bicycle, those bicycles that you have to pedal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are fun, too.
Well, it would have been fun, but my brother and my mom and... his wife and three of his kids, and three, and the teenager was in their bike, and my dad and me, my brother-in-law, and my sister, and my little nephew, and one of my other nieces were in another one. And my older brother, stupidly, I don't think he meant this, he stopped really quick. Look at the house.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a hit,
okay.
Right?
Okay. And then, my dad and my brother-in-law tried to stop the bike really quick.
Oh,
my little nephew almost went flying.
Oh, my God.
And my sister grabbed onto my arm because she didn't want me to fall. And... We looked at each other, everyone else was ahead, and everyone saw it, and everyone was screaming because they really thought we were going to just, fall, but my little nephew just flew, and luckily my brother-in-law called him, so after that, we decided to go a couple of feet different than my brother because we didn't want to get stopped by a way ever again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was weird to, get suddenly stopped. And we go to the same beach every year for the last 4 years, and it's fun. And there's a casino that, we go to when, the kids are embedded, my grandma watched the kids, and we all go, and so it's nice. I mean, it doesn't get hot, hot there, but I can't believe it's almost the summer.
Yeah.
I know. It'll be here. Month and a half.
Actually, it's summer if you really go by the heat and then by the weather. And technically, it's not summer. It's not summer till what? Looks around the 21st of June, something like
yes.
that. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Well, Florida, we don't go by that. It's summer. It's summer here. You know, people go in the pool and stuff, so it's summer.
Well, yeah.
We're still getting snow and rain.
Ah.
Oh, you guys still?
Hmm. Yeah, we just got a little moisture. Day before last, I think, we got a little snow. Yeah.
Snow. Oh, my God. I can't believe people are still talking snow at this point.
And it's windy as hell today, so I'm sure something
Well, I was watching the baseball game. I was watching Yankees in Boston, and the commentators were saying how it was 90 degrees in Boston. I said, wow. And it was 80 degrees back in New York, and it was 80-some-odd degrees here. It was 83, 84 degrees here. So everybody is getting the heat. Everybody's feeling the heat.
It's been in the 50s and 60s here, but it's
my kind of weather. Oh, see, my favorite weather is like 75 degrees.
I like a happy medium. Not too hot, not too cold.
Exactly.
Right in the middle.
70, 75 is fine with me.
I remember last summer it got it to be 102 here. And I don't remember a year that it was 102. And it was just like people in my apartment were sleeping outside because the apartments got too hot.
It's too hot.
But it's got to be nice enough to where I can open my windows and get a nice breeze coming through.
Right.
It'll start warming up. I know the farmers are starting to get ready to plant. They're starting to plow up, and we're starting to get stuff started, and so it's coming. Just being slow.
Yeah, it's being really slow because. You know, but, you know, at least, you know, really we don't have to remember, you know, to, you know, we have nice weather, but I'm sick of the hail. Just let the hail go. I am so sick of
the
hail. The
hail, yeah.
Because that hurts when you're walking.
Yeah.
That is weird.
It stings, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, girls, I'm going to go. It's going on 2 o'clock here.
I'm going to stay up to 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't have to go nowhere tomorrow, but I just have to get into bed.
Brenda, what time do you wake up?
I'm up early. It doesn't matter to me. My alarm clock goes off the same time, but I'll sleep probably till about 10-ish or so. But of course, I took lots of naps today, so I should.
Naps are always a good thing.
Huh?
I said naps are always a good thing. I mean,
they are wonderful. They rejuvenate, and I don't do too much. I just kind of tink around here and there.
I'm
a little
at a time.
Taking that, yeah.
Well, you guys, Monday, yeah. See you guys on Monday.
All right.
Okey-doke.
Girls, enjoy the rest of the week. Okay.
You too, Shirley.
Okay, honey. God bless.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.